We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Turn it on. See if it works.
Newsflash! We interrupt this program.
Good morning.
True. What many of you have heard
today is
Friday. It's the weekend. TGIF. Hooray.
Is it Friday already?
Let's go.
Come on now. Right now.
You guys are like Christianity unplugged.
Friday.
Friday. You know what they say about the early bird.
Okay then.
Is everybody ready?
I'm with the show.
Good morning, everybody out there in Starland. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We are the Morning Invasion. It's Friday, March 11th.
I'm dancing, girl.
Get it going. Hey.
Saw that CrossFit. Just feel so healthy. I'm active now.
You've always been active. In fact, here.
But now I don't hurt.
You're a little much.
I have always been active. But like an hour later, I'm like, oh, I'm going to pay for that. Oh.
Oh, hello, everyone. Pray for Mateo and his family. They are sick.
Dude.
Apparently, they're puking everywhere.
They caught a case of the sucks.
Yeah, that's not good. So send a prayer out to Mateo's family, the Lott family.
Say a prayer for Mateo.
He's going to be out this morning.
Yeah.
But we'll hold down the fort.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of stuff to do this morning.
Huge, huge Friday.
On this March 11th, today is the 71st day of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Year's almost over.
Oh, man, what do you get me for Christmas? So close.
Can't tell you.
Okay.
Can't tell you.
All right.
I bought it about a month ago.
I'm so excited.
Holding on to it until Christmas.
All right.
6 days until what?
The 17th? You know what I wore? Look at this. Look what I wore today.
Oh, the St. Patty's hat.
This is my St. Patty's Day hat.
Oh. St. Patty's Day, yes.
6 days until St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, Benji and Joel Madden are 37 years old today.
Whoa, dude.
They are from Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
The band Good Charlotte.
They're,
some of you are like, who are they? They were like on the Total Request Live Countdown.
Yeah.
Like, so how many times? Like 20,000 times.
Yeah, I don't even, yeah.
Number
too,
one
too
song.
Too many times.
On MTV back in the day.
Gosh.
Yeah, we're getting old. Who did I meet the other day? Leslie and I, we were at, I can't say where, but we were at.
You can say where you're
well,
at.
I don't want to. It's personal.
Oh,
it's personal.
Okay.
I don't want to say where we're
weird.
At. Yeah, it
weird. Just took a turn for the weird.
But we met this guy and found out who I was.
Okay.
And the guy looked like he was maybe late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
And he started freaking out. He goes, I've been listening to you my entire life.
Wait, what? I hate that.
You've been listening
I get
to me.
That.
Aren't you like 28?
We were in a. I can say where I was at yesterday because I have no shame. Age of Comics. Comic shop right down the street. In fact, they're cousins of Brian Trujillo, who runs Parchment Small World. Parchment's here, Bible bookstore here. All right. The owners. All right. Business owners.
Were they like 50?
No, dude. They're younger than me.
Wow.
Which hurt my soul. But they, same thing. It was like we were in there and they are listeners. And then like some group of friends came in yesterday and it was like, oh my gosh, Steve-O. Oh, dude. I grew up. That's what,
yeah.
That's what I said. I grew up listening to you. And I was like,
We finally
cool,
have hit, we've hit that. That
cool.
spot in our life where it hurts.
It does hurt.
It's wow. Are
Dude.
We really that old? And we're not even that old.
I was so upset. It was like, oh, you grew up listening to me.
Steve-O and I are pretty much the same age. He's 37. I'm 36.
I am not 37. I am a solid 2017.
You're the old man of the show.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's mind-blowing. Right?
Yeah.
You've always been the young one.
I have always been the young one, and now I am the gentry. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Great.
You're the old man.
Time to hang it up, guys. Time to call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty weird. We've been doing this thing for a long time.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord, because for me, this is the greatest job in the world.
It is. I'm
so blessed.
Yeah. You really are.
We have guests galore this morning.
Yeah, dude. I have a bone to pick with Josette. She's coming in today, and she's bringing in a little yippee.
Mm.
I just got the photo. It's a little yippee. That doesn't obviously won't sound like that.
No. You know, I have never really been a big fan of Chihuahuas in general.
He's an Italian Greyhound mix.
Oh wow, and Chihuahua? He looks kind of Chihuahua. Maybe
he's
not,
10
though.
Pounds fully grown.
We got to babysit our neighbors that live down the street. We got to babysit their little Chihuahua, and at first I was, oh man, it's a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
This thing, I fell in love with this dog. This dog was so awesome.
No, you didn't.
She would, when we'd go to bed, she would burrow, she'd like dig herself into the sheets and go right down under the bed sheets, down where your feet are. I can't stand that, but it's so cute.
No, it's
super cute. And then she'd lick your toes.
Yeah.
But I fell in love with this dog, man. And my parents back home, they have some long-haired Chihuahuas, and they're cool dogs.
No, dude.
This dog looks awesome.
Don't give in to the dark side. Do not do it.
Well, everybody needs to step up, whether you're just going to share the information on Facebook or adopt.
Yeah.
Because these dogs need a home, and we need some people out there and the Starmy to step up and do their part.
Yeah.
Because they need homes, too.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to talk about Brandon.
That's the dog's name?
Brandon. Yeah. About a year old, rescued from the Roswell Animal Shelter literally hours before he was scheduled for euthanasia.
We are going to... Let's change the name right now. Let's just come up with another name, because that's part of it.
Scooter.
Nobody's going to adopt a dog named Brandon. Come up with a cuter name.
Scooter?
Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
That's the first thing that popped into my brain.
D'Artagnan.
Oh, D'Artagnan!
D'Artagnan, that's great!
Yeah, Three Musketeers, which technically, D'Artagnan wasn't one of the Three Musketeers.
No, it really wasn't, but he did finally.
Athos, Porthos, and Aramis were the Three Musketeers.
You know the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, Alexandre Dumas. I've read all of his books, Count of Monte Cristo, Three Musketeers. I loved those books. Yeah. I'm serious.
I can't believe you haven't seen the BBC TV series of Three Musketeers. Uh-huh. It's really good.
Didn't see it, bro.
Really, really good. Yeah. But yeah, you guys... Go and adopt D'Artagnan today. See, we just changed it. Just like
we're totally changing it. That was Rocket Raccoon. I got him from Swarf, and his name was Wyatt. And I'm like, he doesn't look like a sheriff. He doesn't look like Wyatt Earp. That's all I thought of. Wyatt. Nope.
Yeah.
His name is Rocket Raccoon, the dog. So that's his full name, Rocket Raccoon, the dog Jeter.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
Also coming up on the show this morning.
This isn't us against us. This is us against the people on the other side of that wall. They're trying to destroy us.
I don't know if you guys have seen the Divergent series.
Nope.
I have.
Shoot her down.
Today, the latest Divergent, Allegiant, hits the theaters. We're going to talk to Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Going to be on the show this morning about 8:10. He was in Fantastic Four, Whiplash. He looks like James Dean.
I can see that now.
They should totally do a, I don't know, James Dean movie, and he'd nail that part.
Man, I can't wait to have him call. And now, here's the thing. When I was in that comic shop, the first thing that the comic shop owner said was, are you going to ask him about Han Solo?
Ooh.
And I said, what?
Is there a rumor out there that he might play young Han Solo?
Yeah, he's in the running.
Oh, wow.
He's in the running as young Han Solo. So I was like, well, now I can't think straight, and that's all I want to ask him. Thank you. Thanks, Trujillo.
You know who else he looks like is Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see Paul Newman more than I can see James Dean.
But I could totally see him as a young Han Solo. That's great. That's a good call.
So we're definitely going to be talking to Miles Teller today. I already posted at facebook.com/star88FM. Maybe you want to ask a question. If we get good questions, I'll totally ask a listener question.
Yeah.
But not like, so why'd your parents name you Miles? So what was your favorite Divergent book? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, he probably hasn't even read them, you know? That's what's funny about it. You know, there are some actors out there that really take their roles serious, and they'll do so much research. They'll dive into, you know, if they're playing somebody, like, on a SWAT team, they'll actually be, they'll train for, like, a year in the SWAT so they can really capture that role.
Yeah.
You know, they'll read every book and they'll do everything they can. And then there's some actors, they just kind of jump on and do their thing and they can do it. You know? They're naturals. They're naturals.
Natural.
So, yeah, 8:10, we'll talk to Miles Teller this morning. That will put me hopefully tied with Steve-O.
Yeah, could be.
Interview Wars. Which our judge, Mateo, he's not here this morning, so he's going to have to listen to it later.
Oh, yeah!
And he's going to have to decide whether or not I get a point or not.
I was wondering, he just texted us a sad face, and I was wondering why that was, and I just realized that's got to be it. It can't be that he's sick and thrown up and dealing with real-life issues, like having to take care of his wife and his son, who are also sick while throwing up. It must be that he's not here to judge our interviewers, because that's just solely his focus this morning. No. No.
Sorry, Tao. We already miss you.
Yeah.
He's probably just puking in the toilet right now.
Oh. Isn't it? It's March. Who gets sick in March?
Well, it sounds like they all got food poisoning. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. You don't share food poisoning. If they eat the same thing, it's not contagious.
No, it's idiot. If they eat the same food, they could all get food poisoning.
I see where you were going with that. And now I feel quite foolish.
Thank you. Oh, man. We also, if you are a big fan, you have to be excited for this because we have some real superheroes coming into the studio. This is real.
Gosh, Matt is missing the best day.
I really hope. You know, and I don't know for sure. Yeah. I think that they're dressing up, but the Comic Crusaders for New Mexico are coming in this morning. My buddy Chris Kelly, known him for a while now.
All right.
He's an awesome, awesome guy. And they started this charity of superheroes so they could go around to hospitals and other places that, you know, there's sick kids, and they dress up as superheroes and they go and visit these sick kids at hospitals.
Man,
how cool is that?
Yeah, it's incredible.
So they're gonna
I want
be on
them
the
to
show.
Go to my birthday party. Do they do birthday parties?
You know, I'll have to ask them. But one of the female superheroes is shaving her head.
Whoa.
For St. Baldrick's, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in about 7:30 this morning.
Man.
So tune into the webcam. I think they're dressing up. I don't know. I
mean, yeah, well, they have to, because I don't want to know who they are in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know their, like, real identity. Just saying.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Also, we got a question yesterday on Facebook from Jay Marie. Her question was, do you think Florida does WTNM segments? You know, we got our Whiskey Tango Florida. Today, in honor of Jay Marie, I have multiple Whiskey Tango New Mexico stories. Multiple. Sadly, it took all of 7 seconds for me to do this. Gosh.
Love it.
Do you? This is our state.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's getting bad. Well, on this Friday, I want to share a story. You remember being 18 and actually having emotions and passions so strong they could get you in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
18-year-old Robert and 18-year-old Riley of Anchorage, Alaska. They were looking for a place to set a love letter on fire on Monday night.
Okay.
And they picked a playground right outside of an elementary school.
Lots of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Seems like the right place.
The love letter was from an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
We're not sure which one of them she dumped, but he was clearly torn up about it, and his friend was long for the ride.
Dude, his heart was burning. There was passion inside. There was a fire set ablaze. And
it's a war zone. There were explosions.
That's how my heart felt, 17 years old. I know how it feels.
So Robert and Riley, they set the letter on fire.
Good.
Then they left.
They left?
They just left.
Oh. Oh, no.
They didn't realize the playground was covered in rubber mulch.
Oh, no!
Which caught on fire once they were gone.
Oh, no, 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 no!
It took the fire department half an hour to put it out.
Oh.
And the fire did about $21,000 in damage.
Okay.
Destroyed two pieces of playground equipment. Sounds like they need a love bomb. Robert and Riley were arrested and charged with felony criminal mischief.
Oh, gosh.
Plus misdemeanor, criminal, negligent burning, and failing to report or control a fire. They were arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because they wanted to burn a love letter.
Love hurts. Love burns.
As a father.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I don't want my kids to go through.
Heartache?
Heartache.
Guess what? They're human beings.
I know.
They're going to deal with it, man.
I remember being, you know, in high school, even junior high, and you fall in love hard. I mean, it's not real love, but
yeah,
I mean, you think
say.
It is.
You fall in infatuation with someone.
It can be hard.
Yeah.
I've burned many love letters throughout my life. Okay, I've never burned one love letter before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had like a shoebox, and I like kept it, you know, it's like under my bed, and I'm like, I'll never get rid of this.
Yeah.
This is going to be, wait, we're breaking up? Dumpster.
Glad you brought that up. I'm going to put my wife on blast for a second.
Oh, no.
I found my wife's love letter box, and it wasn't from me! It wasn't any love letters that I sent her.
Did you ever send her love letters?
No.
Of course you didn't, because we were like probably, what, you're in your 20s when you met?
Yeah, we got married at like 23.
Okay.
But yeah, I found, we were cleaning the garage one time, and I found all of her love letters.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
And it was actually really awesome.
Yeah, see, I was going to say,
I was laughing. It was so awesome.
Wish I wasn't that emotional teenager that threw it all out, because I would love to still have that junk so that I could go through it and be like, sons, look at this.
Yeah.
This is how look
at
how dumb I was.
I was 18 and in just look at the words I'm using. I love you so much. I will never leave you.
Oh, forever and ever until we're 19.
Seriously.
Oh, gosh.
That's the way it is when you're younger.
Oh,
I swear if anybody breaks my daughter's heart, I will break them.
You can't do that, man.
Ugh.
You can't do that.
Being a father is hard.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for it.
So glad God blessed me with three sons. Three sons. For like eight seconds there, I was really sad because, you know, we have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and then it's like, and a 3-year-old. Everybody goes, oh, accident? Which is funny because Brody was the only one we actually planned. But we were really praying for a girl. We were like, dude, I'm going to get a girl, man. Got to go one more time for that girl. Got to get that girl. I couldn't imagine my life without Brody.
Yeah.
Brody is the jam.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
is great. The butter to my bread.
Mm.
I love that kid. I posted a video on my Instagram and Facebook, at Steve O'Jeets.
You have to go watch this. So good.
Yesterday, the new Civil War trailer premiered, and I knew what was coming up, so I made sure to film the reaction of my three sons.
So good.
As they watched the new Civil War trailer for the first time.
Have to check it out. I wish I was filming my kids.
258 views so
really?
Far.
Really? That's good. I'm going to share it on mine. I'm going to go share it.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Big show. Steve-O has your news for you coming up here in a little bit.
Pray for Teo. He threw up 5 times last night and slept on the floor until like 2 a.m. He just texted us. He is hurting.
I feel like I might puke right now. Kind of getting sick.
By the way, good news. Thebes in Beaumont, California just chimed in to let you know that, yes, Dex, you can break boys. He's got daughters. He's got multiple
appreciate
beautiful
that, buddy.
Daughters.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Morning Invasion.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The four Republican presidential candidates debate in Florida.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee giving Ted Cruz his first public endorsement from any fellow senator.
Ohio State's football coach Urban Meyer just endorsed John Kasich.
President Obama has welcomed new Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House.
Where's the Stanley Cup right now?
Lawmakers in California have voted to raise the legal smoking age.
In a Pew Research Center survey, about two-thirds of workers say they expect robots and computers to be doing most of the work of humans within 50 years.
Torrential rain keeps pouring on parts of the South. 3,500 homes evacuated in Bossier City, Louisiana, as a bayou rises near the top of a levee.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims fell to its lowest level since October.
A Mississippi sheriff just confirming that a man shot during a home invasion was the fugitive rape and murder suspect on the run since last Wednesday when he broke out of a county jail.
Ford is coming out with more bulletproof police cars.
Nice. Bulletproof police cars?
I got to see one up close and personal yesterday.
Good morning, everybody. Dex and Steve-O on hello. This Friday, March 11th. It is 6:34.
High today of 73 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. Traffic. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you're driving on Paseo yesterday afternoon and you notice somebody got pulled over on Paseo, who gets pulled over on Paseo? That was me.
You got pulled over?
Yeah.
No way. Were you speeding?
I was not. And the funny thing is, so many people hit me up because they had that reaction. Whoa, nobody ever gets pulled over on Paseo. Oh, Steve-O. Yeah.
Why'd you get pulled over?
Right lane closed due to road work at Eubank North at Southern Boulevard. You want to be careful there. Also, police situation. Broadway, 2nd Street. That happened 17 minutes ago. A police situation. Not sure what's going on there. 5th Street between Central and Copper is closed all day for filming. That's interesting. Wonder what they're filming down there.
Hmm.
Maybe it's the Leonardo DiCaprio lookalike.
Yeah. Did they ever find out who that person was?
No.
That's who I want to know. I want to know who was the...
Who's the culprit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He looked just like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did. Other than that, the roads are pretty clear today on this Friday. There's some construction left lane Osuna between Jefferson right next to us. We already knew that. Eastbound, westbound left lane closure for a widening project, which is going to take the next 2 years of our lives. Mm. So other than that, seriously, the roads look beautiful today. It's going to be 73 degrees. It's Friday. What can go wrong?
Traffic.
Everything can go wrong. You just never know.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Mm-hmm.
Opening in 24 minutes. Can't wait to drink some coffee.
Before we get into our headlines.
Yeah.
Took the family out for Jaden's birthday. She turned 12 years old yesterday.
I hope Jaden's listening. Jaden, I'm hoping that you guys went somewhere cooler than Red Lobster.
No. No. We even tried. We tried.
Leslie did you tell her what I told you? Did you tell her the place I said?
Yeah, we tried.
But did you tell her that
yes.
I said?
Yes, we tried. We tried. Tried to do the sushi thing. And I think for Jaden, because we've been going to the Lobster Red for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, so it's
my
tradition.
Fault. It's my fault.
You were such a dumb.
Because on my last show, I would, in a way, I was that guy on the radio trying to be funny.
It's the sizzler of seafood,
saying
bro.
It's like going to the ocean. It's the greatest. That's amazing. Because I grew up in Montana. So yeah. When the Lobster Red came.
No, I know.
It
dude, I lived
like,
in Las
man.
Vegas, New Mexico. You know what the cool place was there? K-Bob's. Mm. All right? They had a salad bar that was in like a wagon mound.
That's pretty
thing.
Sweet. That's
yeah.
Pretty sweet.
And so I'm like, let's go. We're going to the Oregon Trail. It's K-Bob's. Classiest joint in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I get you. Ugh,
yeah, we went there. It was a 45-minute wait.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you serious? People still go there?
45-minute wait?
You're like, no, stop it. Really?
Yes, it was.
Gosh, I just made...
On
I
a
was
Thursday
just,
night!
I was... Honestly, I'm going to be completely honest. I was terrified because Matt had texted saying that he wasn't feeling well, and I just knew because Don and Johnny had been sick that Matt was going to get sick and he was going to call in. And then I just knew you were going to go to Red Lobster and get seafood poisoning.
No.
Because that place scares me. And then I was just going to be like, so it's Friday. How's everybody doing?
Have you seen my gut? This thing's
just
a tank, man. I can eat anything I want and never get sick.
No, that's changing. changing a straight game yesterday. We went to the gym and jumped on the scale, and we learned a few things. We'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, gosh.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, we did. But, yeah, we had a nice dinner.
Good.
And, of course, it's all about my baby girl, and if she wants to go to the Lobster Red, I'm all about it. So, yeah, we waited 45 minutes and, you know, got irritated, you know, and had the food and those cheesy biscuits. Those were great. And it was awesome. But my baby girl's happy. It's all that matters. So she's happy. And I can't wait for next year when we hit it again. And then the next year.
Ugh.
And the next year.
Don't do it, man. Do we have like a Joe's Crab Shack?
I feel
like those are just as classic.
Come on. That's the same thing.
I know. That's what
I'm saying. I'll never forget. I went to one of those in San Francisco.
Oh.
Why did I go? I've never been to one.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I was an idiot. I didn't know. Again, I'm from Montana. I thought that, you know, I didn't realize that was like a huge chain.
Right.
And we went to San Francisco. Oh, Joe's Crab Shack? Let's go.
Oh, we got to go.
And it was awful. It was so bad.
I think seriously, because people like us talk about something we know nothing about, it gains like this reputation as if it's supposed to be good.
Yeah. I don't know.
I apologize forever.
It's all good. It's all good. Let's do some news.
It's the news! It's the
news! News! I can't do my own news intro.
Yeah, you don't have to.
New study found if you make more money, it won't make you any happier. Surprise!
Okay. That's
Bible's
not
been
true.
Saying that for a couple thousand years.
Hold on a second.
What?
Read that again. Read it again.
A new study found if you make more money, it won't make you any happier. But if you make less money, it might make you sadder. Case in point, Dex, how much less money are you making now, Clear Channel? Mm. How about all that Clear Channel money?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you six figures was looking really good, huh?
I will tell you.
Hey, but
I will.
Now you're doing it for the Lord.
I'm doing
Go ahead. Say what you were about to say.
Here's the thing.
Jesus money. Go ahead, say it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have made, when I started out in radio, I made $6 an hour.
Whoa! Yeah, but that was 1983, so.
It wasn't 1983. It was 1998.
That's pretty
good. It was the 90s.
It was the 90s,
gosh.
Bro. The best decade.
And
hello.
I started out making $6 an hour, and the Lord continued to bless me throughout my radio career. I continued to make more and more money every year.
Got
to
make that money.
And man, you know, at the top of, you know, I would say my radio career. I don't even know. Have I made it to the top of my radio career yet? Probably not.
Are you kidding me? If you say that, I'm going to fight you to the death.
Well, at one point, I was making really good money in radio. And radio people, in general, really don't make a lot of money.
Oh, I know. I've been doing this just as long.
Yeah. And,
and I'm like, what's that like?
So I've started out making, you know, like I said, $6 an hour, and I made $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year, and it kept going up and up and up.
Wait, you got past 30? I'm still waiting for that glorious day.
And here's the thing that I learned about money. It doesn't matter how much money you make.
It really
make,
doesn't.
Because I used to think, man, if I could just make $40,000 a year, I know that would just set my life up, and oh my gosh, it would be amazing. And guess what? It didn't.
Nope.
When I made more than that, it didn't change.
Well, that's because it's just, it's money.
And
it's just money.
It won't change until you decide to do the right things when it comes to money.
Yeah.
You have to have good spending habits. You have to give that 10% to the Lord. You
Amen.
Have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these things that, and I'm just now at 36 starting to realize these things. I'm an idiot.
Dude,
you know?
I want to instill this in my children from day one. Like, we have the spending, savings, and, you know, and tithes and tithing jars, like, or at least we used to, trying to show them, like, hey, look, this is it. This is what we do. That's why we try to take the Disneyland trip, you know, every other year. Although the last couple years we've been able to go every year, because we show them throughout the year, hey, this is what we're not purchasing right now,
right,
because we're trying to save this for something big. And so we keep showing them that, because I want them to know these things now as children, because
I was never taught those things.
And you know what the funny thing is about this research? It says the study finds that if you make more money, it won't make you any happier, but if you make less money, it might make you sadder. So here's the deal. If more money won't make you happier, what will? This is what researchers say. The best things to make you quote unquote happier, according to the study, are spending more time with your friends and family, taking care of your health, and trying to develop and grow as a human.
Ha!
Imagine that.
Here's what I will say about money.
Yeah.
Money does make life a lot easier.
Yeah, it can.
It does.
Well, yeah. If you're not stressing about like your bills being paid.
Exactly.
But I think a lot of times people live beyond their means.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're stressed out. It's like, you don't need this, you know, you have, I don't understand. I'm in crazy debt of a $7,000 credit card bill.
Yeah.
Cool. What did you buy with that credit card?
Yeah.
Can you show me any of the purchases?
98% of Americans are in that boat where we live paycheck to paycheck and we have credit card debt and we cannot enjoy life because we are, it's like we're trapped.
Yeah, we don't have credit card debt, anything like that, because we did going into it. Don't get me wrong. We had like tens of thousands of dollars in debt when we joined on to, you know, we went through this Financial Peace University, Dave Ramsey thing. Mm. And it was really hard for me to become disciplined in that area. Me especially.
So hard.
Chrissy's great about it. She's always been great about it. Like Starbucks is her vice. You know, like that's it. She doesn't spend. She's like, she never all of a sudden comes home and is like, I went to MAC today and bought $400 worth of makeup. Like that's not her. Yeah. She doesn't do that at all. It's just me. Like I was at Target and they got the new line of Spider-Man action figures. Chrissy, I had to.
Yeah.
They had Ben Reilly and Spider-Woman. I needed them. Yeah.
Our whole point in this is that it doesn't matter how much money you make.
Don't live beyond your means.
Here I am. I'm making way less than I used to.
Yeah.
And guess what?
God's still providing?
He's still providing. You know, we haven't gone hungry yet. We haven't been kicked out of the house yet.
Yeah.
God is still providing. Yeah. And that's what's amazing about it is you just have to learn how to spend your money wisely. We have to give to the Lord, you know? He doesn't need our money, but he says, give back to the church.
Yeah.
Give 10%.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really seem like a lot, but it kind of is in a way. Like when you really, if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're not able to, you know, live all that well, and then you have to give 10% up. Here's the cool thing about God. God can do anything. It's like he can take time and he can crunch it and do whatever he wants and he can
and make it happen.
He can make it happen. That 10%, you'll probably never even notice it's gone.
Dude, for those of us who trust in God's word and say, hey, man, I believe his promises. There's a great promise in Psalm 37:25 that says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. There have been times in life where it's been tight, where it's been like, oh my gosh, how are we going to take care of this? But my wife is so diligent, especially in tithing, because she's like, dude, we have to give that to the, this is God's money and we're just supposed to be good stewards of it. So let's see what God can do with that 90% that we have. And there have been times where I'm like, oh, this sucks, Lord.
And
the funny thing, because it's like, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
Don't give unless, you know, and I'm like, but I know that I need to be faithful in it. Because there have been times where I'm like, what I can do with this, you know, couple hundred or whatever.
God can do something supernatural in that, you know? And that verse you just read, my mom actually sent me that verse probably 3 or 4 weeks ago because we were
texting each
other.
Really?
And I was stressed.
It just
popped in about, you know, life and, you know, not making as much money and... You know, I've had to reach out to family for some help right now because it's a different world. You know, I'm having to learn how
to
now.
Did you say it's a whole new world?
It really is. And my
mom
sent me that verse.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. We didn't plan this together. It's an intervention.
Read it again.
She's on the phone. I'm just kidding. It's Psalm 37:25. It says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Remember that.
Yeah.
Going through a tough time right now, financially, whatever. Just remember that verse.
Yeah.
That's a promise. That's so cool.
It's a solid promise. I love it. So, Gwen Stefani says she's still in shock over the breakup of her marriage to Gavin Rosdale, but she also said that the success of her new music is helping guide her through it. She says it blows her mind that people still care about her and that she's still relevant.
That's very humble of her.
Yeah.
I like Gwen Stefani.
Do you?
I do.
I saw No Doubt in high school. I thoroughly enjoyed that band.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't huge on her solo stuff, but yeah, whatevs.
Like Landon hates her voice.
What?
Landon can't stand her. He he's disgusted when her voice comes on the radio. He says, turn it. I can't stand it, Dad. Turn the channel.
Hey, speaking of losing jobs, a new survey asked people if robots will take over most people's jobs in the next 50 years. 65% said yes. But when the survey asked if a robot would take over their job, 80% of people said never.
Because I speak in a robot voice.
That's right. Robots are coming for most of our jobs, but you yourself are far too important to be replaced by a machine. In fact, people are more worried about losing their job because their company is mismanaged, their industry is shrinking, or they'll be replaced by somebody cheaper than a robot. What's that like, feeling like you've been replaced by somebody cheaper? Dex?
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut right now.
Man, you and Buck have been doing
radio. Stop it right now. Shut your mouth. Goodness sakes, what is wrong with
news.
You?
Not that it was part in you the said. News.
Not that part you said. Goodness sakes. Remember to cut that out of the podcast later.
So sensitive. Spider-Man made his debut in the latest trailer for Captain America Civil War, and the universe lost their minds.
Teo was freaking out.
Oh, dude.
All day yesterday until
so
that trailer
great.
Came out.
I have a, I gotta be, I'm gonna nerd out for a second. You wanna hit the nerd speak button or whatever? Nerd talk! I have a life-size Spider-Man bust. It is a life-size, like, from the shoulders up Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. We saw that at your house.
Yeah. I've had that for years. When I worked at GameStop, I was back in the day, my crew, the entire crew at GameStop all chipped in and bought me that thing. It was expensive.
Yeah.
It's really heavy.
So
it's
worth
an
a
actual,
lot of money?
It's an Alex Ross life-size I love Spider-Man, okay? His costume is perfect.
Good.
It looks exactly like the bust that I have.
Good.
Like classic, old school Spider-Man.
You hear that, Jaden?
I'm so happy.
You hear that, Jaden? My daughter was very disappointed in Spider-Man.
What does she
outfit.
Know? She's like 12.
Well, she doesn't know anything about the comics, but she loves the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man
series.
Oh,
see?
She's a Tobey Maguire fan.
Okay.
And she did like the newer ones that came out, but she's always kind of stuck to, she's been a fan of that era of Spider-Man. Is that the fire alarm?
Do we need to leave?
I don't know. Is there a fire in the
building?
Is
there a fire?
I don't understand. Why is that beeping?
Let's just stay here and see what's the worst that could happen.
Okay. There's smoke,
the worst that could
know,
happen?
Okay?
Yeah. If it gets like hot in here, I'll let you know. I feel like we'll be okay, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, Spider-Man flipped the world on its head yesterday when he showed up at the end of the trailer.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Coming for you.
Wait for it. What is that noise? Why is it doing that?
I think it's the alarm. I really think there's a fire.
Anyways. Is that in their studio? Or is that out there?
Oh, what? Yeah, got it.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I looked at it. It was the computer.
You looked at it?
I just looked at it. And like a knowing look. See, robots taking over.
Oh,
did you see
gosh.
How I totally just...
That was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That was solid.
Thanks, man. Thank
that
you.
That was solid.
That's how I do. That's how I do. I posted a video on my Instagram/Facebook. I should just share it to Star's Facebook page.
Hey, everyone.
My son's...
Who was that? Who's that?
Hey, everyone.
Oh, his voice is perfect. Posted a video of my children's reaction because they hadn't seen it. I did not say a word about Spider-Man being in the trailer. So when it got to that moment, they lost their minds like boys do, and it was the best, which is hilarious because it reminded me of when we all watched the trailer together for the first time.
Yeah. My son Landon screamed like a girl. It was so funny. Jaden was jumping up and down. They had no idea either that Spider-Man was in the trailer.
Yeah.
So cool.
Dude, incredible!
Yeah.
So we're all very, very excited. That's releasing the beginning of May, and it can't get here soon enough.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, dude, he sounds like a kid. Batman versus Superman director Zack Snyder wanted to give Christian Bale a part in the new movie, but not as Batman.
Okay, that's weird. Why would they do that?
I don't know, like a cameo? Yes. To try and... I don't know. I agree. Yeah. I agree. If it was like they were trying to give Michael Keaton a part, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You're paying homage to, like, yeah, classic Batman. You don't give the last Batman a
who
part.
Who wanted to be Batman.
He did.
Yeah,
he wanted
really
to continue.
Did.
He yeah wanted to continue it, but they wanted it to be set in a different time period, so they did not allow him. And I'll tell you right now, I think Ben Affleck looks way better than Christian Bale. Yeah, I said it!
I agree.
Yeah, I said it!
He's going to be a great Batman.
I hope so. I hope so, because I'm one of seven people that did not love the Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm.
I just couldn't take Christian Bale's...
Yeah.
It was too much. It was dumb.
All right, we done with the nerd talk?
Yeah, we're done with the nerd talk. But don't fear, coming up at 8:10, we're interviewing Miles Teller, and the first thing I'm asking him is about Han Solo!
Yep. Miles Teller, he was in Fantastic Four, Whiplash, and he's in the new Divergent series, Allegiant, which is in theaters today.
Mm.
Supposed to be pretty good. He's coming up at 8:10 this morning. We'll talk to the Comic Crusaders of New Mexico coming up at 7:30. Josette from Swarf is bringing in Bruce, Brandon.
His name?
Brandon.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk to her.
We're gonna get this dog adopted.
Gosh.
Good morning, everybody. We'll be back.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Don't forget, this is the weekend where we change the clocks, move 1 hour ahead to Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It's time to change.
Time to change your diaper.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Remember that one time at band camp?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now's the time to do it. If not, now when?
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Check out my watch, homies. You know what time it is.
Whoa. I don't have time for your jokes.
Time to party.
Now may change me.
Oh, yeah. Daylight savings. Start Sunday. Start Sunday. Daylight savings time.
Hatred. I hate this one.
Yep.
This one kills me.
Apparently, Steve-O, daylight savings is going to try to murder you.
What?
That's right. Scientists just analyzed 10 years of data from hospitals in Finland and found that there's an 8% jump in strokes in the week after we switched to daylight savings time.
Dude, I'm telling you.
They say it has to do with the way the time change messes with your body's internal clock. When it gets thrown off, your body can have some serious negative responses, especially if you're over 65 or your health is already kind of shaky. On the bright side, you probably won't have a stroke because of the time change. But if you do... Spoiler alert.
But what? What? What is it?
Nothing.
Oh, what?
Nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, it's just nothing.
Come on!
What? No, let's just move on. It's nothing.
No, what?
I have five tips to help you adjust to daylight savings coming up, though. I do. I have five tips. Five tips to help you adjust to daylight savings. Because, let's face it, it's hard.
I'm seriously at change.org right now trying to find the petition to end daylight saving.
I thought that they were going to end this thing.
Yeah, that was my hope.
I really did. This is serious. People are dying from this. They're having strokes. Stroke ain't no joke.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Here we go. In daylight savings time. Oh, good. 26 people.
26 people? You got to be kidding me. They ain't changing anything. All right. Here's what you got to do. Real quick.
Yeah.
Cut out the caffeine.
Oh, great. We just walked over to Sopo. I have this giant, beautiful Americano in my hand.
Well, hey, that's not going to help you adjust to this daylight savings time,
it's
okay?
It's got to.
They say no alcohol either. They say to eat light. make your bed a place you want to sleep in, and go to bed earlier. Those are five tips to help you adjust to daylight savings.
Like starting now.
Starting right now.
Yeah.
Go to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier than usual tonight. And again tomorrow, you should be fully adjusted by Monday.
Ugh.
I'm going to try it.
Worst.
I'm going to try it. Actually, it wouldn't do any good. My sleep is so everywhere.
Yeah, same here.
I go to bed at either 9 p.m. or then 11 p.m., 10:30 p.m., 1 o'clock in the morning.
This weekend is the St. Patrick's Day Invitational in Albuquerque. Both of my boys are in a baseball tournament. There is zero chance.
That's the thing we got to go to?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we are emceeing the opening day ceremonies for Paradise Hills Little League. That's April 9th.
Gotcha.
This is a weekend tournament. There's just no way our schedules are going to like line up and it's going to be normal and we're going to go to bed early.
Right.
So I'm going to be Grumples on Monday. I'll tell you right now, I hate daylight saving time.
Yeah, it's not fun. That week is terrible.
By the way, your thing says daylight savings, but I thought it was daylight saving time.
Mm.
It's daylight saving.
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Okay.
Well, here it says daylight saving time.
Yeah, it's daylight saving singular. Yeah.
This says daylight savings.
There's no savings.
I don't know.
None savings.
I didn't write it, Steve-O.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:09.
High today of 73 degrees.
Let's check the road.
Traffic!
Oh, yeah. If you are driving in the Albuquerque metro area, it's looking pretty good out there right now, actually. Looking for an update on that police activity going down. But, of course, the computer doesn't love me. So, nothing with an update on that. I'm curious because there was a lot of police activity last night. So, I thought maybe, just maybe, it was something. There's a police situation, Broadway at 2nd Street. Basically at Los Ranchos Road. That was about an hour ago now. Still waiting. Also an accident reported, Paseo del Norte at 2nd Street. So that whole area you're going to want to be careful of. A little slow going if you're coming eastbound on Paseo del Norte. Other than that, the roads are completely clear today. Happy Friday.
Traffic!
That's what I was waiting for.
Okay, before you jump into your Whiskey Tango, Florida. Or, excuse me.
Whiskey Tango, New Mexico.
Thank you. A couple things to remember what's happening on the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
About 7:30, Comic Crusaders for New Mexico will be joining us in the studio. They're doing a really cool thing they want you guys to be a part of. 8:10, Miles Teller will be joining us from the Divergent series, Allegiant, which is in theaters today.
Forget that. From Fantastic Four and possibly Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Miles at 8:10.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we got all that coming up here in a little bit.
We also have a couple people who have chimed in saying, dude, what happened with you getting pulled over? I just realized I never told the story.
Why can't you tell the story? Why wouldn't you?
No, I will. I will, but I haven't yet. Let's get to a phone call.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. You know.
Y'all can just call me Big Al.
Hey, Big Al.
What's up, Big Al?
Steve-O.
Yeah.
It's daylight savings.
No, it's not. It says daylight saving.
Have you looked on the internet recently?
On the internet?
Yeah, it's daylight savings.
Okay.
I always thought it was daylight savings, but I thought knew something
it's just
that I
singular,
didn't.
Daylight saving time.
That doesn't sound right.
We are saving a lot of time. So
that's weird because USA Today reports, love it or hate it, here comes daylight saving time. If you check out Google, it comes up daylight saving time. Yeah.
Google is outdated.
That's weird. Looking at Wikipedia, Wikipedia calls it daylight saving time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Do not forget that today is flavor-free
Friday.
We got
to totally
do that.
Forgot. Yeah.
You know what you need to do, Dex? You need to make him wear the Viking hat and the big clock. And
giant clock.
A gold thing.
Yeah.
Who
is this?
Yeah. It's Brandon.
Dude, thank you for the reminder. I needed a reminder that today was Flavor Flav Full Forecast Friday.
Man, I told my wife, babe, tomorrow is Flavor Flav Friday. So what does that mean? I said, Steve-O is going to talk like Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy.
Awesome.
And she just kind of looked at me.
Incredible. I can't believe I forgot, but I'll need some Public Enemy in the background.
Oh, well, yeah.
There you go.
All right, man. I love our listeners. They remember things.
They do. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, pool boy.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Another reminder. Can you talk like Flavor Flav?
Yeah.
While you tell your story.
Oh, while I tell
you got pulled over.
See, he wants to know why I got pulled over.
So there I was.
I can't do. Here's the thing. I can do Flavor Flav for about 5 seconds before it becomes racist and inappropriate. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be rude.
Oh my god.
I grew up loving like one of my first tapes was Fear of a Black Planet. There's a little white.
So it can never be racist then. Come on.
So I was like, dude, I genuinely enjoy Flavor Flav.
You know, everybody knows you're the racist anyways. Just go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
What did I say?
I know, but I'm about to go to I gotta get out of the truck and go to work and I wanna hear the story.
Okay. All right. I will tell the story.
I'll listen up, man. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Tell your story. So you got pulled over yesterday? Where were you going?
I was on Paseo and just driving home. Not paying attention, I guess.
What were you singing? I caught you singing in the car when we were leaving the gym. Oh, we were at the stoplight. I look over at Steve-O, and you were just going to town in your car. It was awesome.
I enjoy music.
It was so cool.
I enjoy music. Yeah. I don't know what I was listening to yesterday. Maybe some Angels and Airwaves. I can't remember. So there I was. I'm driving on Paseo, and all of a sudden I noticed that this BC sheriff, right, is like directly on my tail. Like, he couldn't be any closer to me. Like, his bumper's about to just make out with mine. No pecks on the cheek. This is like full on kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
High school style.
He was trying to get your license plate number.
Apparently. But I'm not so I look down immediately, I'm like, whoa, this dude's like right up on me. No, I'm going the speed limit.
Yeah, your car doesn't go over 65.
It doesn't. It's a 99 Subaru. So I'm like just driving down the road, totally normal. And then something hits me. Oh, wait. I have a feeling I know what's about to go down. Sure enough, my homeboy. Next thing I know, boo, lights are on behind, and I'm going, dang it!
What happened?
And I'm in the far left lane on Paseo del Norte. Everybody's going like 60 miles an hour.
Did you have a brake light out?
So I get to the middle lane, but I'm still going straight. And I'm like, do I wait to get off on Coors? Like, do we just enjoy this ride together where it looks like I'm getting an escort? Or do I pull off on the side of Paseo? So I'm like, I better pull off on the side. So I pull over off.
Which
on the
is
side
gonna
of Paseo.
Back traffic up. Way to go.
No, man. Everybody's just zoom, zoom, zoom. They were just taking the two left lanes. So for those that don't live in the Albuquerque area, Paseo del Norte is like the fastest road in Albuquerque. You can go like 60 at some point. So I pull over and I'm waiting and he walks up to the front.
Did he tap on the
window?
And
he goes, you know, well, I already had my window rolled down because
darn
I wanted to.
Dude, next time, you know, in the movies?
Yeah.
Remember every time a cop will walk up.
Next time.
No, think about it. Every movie or TV show you watch, when someone gets pulled over, they always have their window up and the cop always has to.
But that's rude.
I want to do it next time.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Why not?
So I roll my window down and immediately I go, oh no. Cause you know, like there's police officers and then there's like police officers. You know what I mean? So instantaneously I knew my comedy routine was not going to get me out of anything.
Has it ever?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You've actually gotten out of a
I'm
ticket
a
before?
I'm a friendly dude. So I'm like, I'm just going to be my charming, hilarious, oh no mustache. You know what I mean? It was like that guy, he had the like aviator shades and the stash. And I was like, nope, Burt Reynolds is a pro and he is going to take me to task.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure enough, his very first question put a pit in my stomach because he said, license, insurance, and registration. And I said, sure thing, officer. Here's my driver's license. Here's my insurance. Let me just look in the glove box for the
where did my wife put
for
that?
The registration. Let me just
swore, I told
and then I open the glove box and an explosion of paper comes out.
Yeah,
I had like insurance tags from like 1973 in there.
Gosh.
So I'm like looking through everything, and he's being very patient with me.
Sure.
So about 5 minutes later, when he's finally done being patient, he goes, "You know your tags say 2014, right?
Oh no,
2014.
Don't." Tase me, bro.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, what? Weird. 2014, huh? That's crazy. It's was 2016. Oh, how did that happen?
What? Really? It's 2016.
Busted. Busted, guys.
Yeah, got a ticket.
So here's what sucks, man. In total honesty, because I was like, yeah, here's the thing. This Subaru blows. Mm. I haven't passed emissions in some time.
Oh, you driving that car?
It failed for some stupid thing. I took it to my mechanic, and he was like, bro, we got this for days. Cost me a few $100. They fixed it. Took it back to emissions. Oh, it still failed. Oh, it must be the gas cap. All right, I'll go buy a new gas cap. Bought a new gas cap. Failed emissions. Took it back to the mechanic. Another $150. Failed emissions. So I kept getting all these extensions because, like, dude, my tags are expired. Yeah. So then finally, after like the fifth time of trying desperately and the stupid check engine light failing emissions, I just gave up.
You can't drive that car.
Well, yeah, that's what he told me. Thank you, Officer
Dex. Did he get towed?
No, it didn't get towed. He said, you need to take care of this. And then he goes, I'm sorry, what's your current address? And I'm like, and I tell him my current address. And he goes, oh, it's how long have you lived there? Because your driver's license has a different address. And I'm like, gosh, dang it.
I think mine does too.
Yeah. Well, hey, guess what, buddy? You have 10 days from the
Seriously?
Time. 10 days. 10 days from the time that you move to a new address to remedy the situation.
Oh,
you're
going
to need to hit up the DMV and blah, blah, blah. So now I have to bring a new driver's license with my new address.
To court.
Oh. Along with the registration on my car within the next 10 days, and everything will be fine, except I drive a 99 Subaru, so nothing is fine! I'm just gonna take it out to the Mesa and blow it up.
Well, you are breaking the law,
just
man.
Hitch a ride with you guys for the rest of my life. I love hate my car. Love
you
hate
failed
it.
This city.
Whatever. You know what the funny thing is? The last time I went to the emissions, it was like, oh, bro, I'm so sorry. Failed again. And they're like, hey, as long as you got current insurance, nobody cares. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, okay. Thanks, bro.
That's the way it works, buddy.
Yeah. So I've been paying, you know, insurance every month.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, apparently, they still care about the law.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, random emissions guy. Unwantable.
Good morning.
Hi, I was just listening to his story, and if he lives in Rio Rancho, he doesn't have to do an emission.
Yeah, that
seriously,
would be
you don't
great.
Have to do that in Rio Rancho?
That would be great if I lived in Rio Rancho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that would be fantastic. Thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
Man, Rio Rancho's...
Yeah, my in-laws live in, like, the county. Like, they live south enough that they don't have to deal with that. My friends in Rio Rancho that are north enough, and I'm, like, just on the edge of glory.
Well,
it doesn't help me. Yep. I have to, because I live in the city, guys. I'm a city boy.
One of the worst things is having to go to court. I hate that. That's just awful. And it's usually pretty easy. You know, you just have to show up. They take you back into an office, and you're just going to have to show proof that you have, you know.
The most important reminder in this entire situation is the simple fact that just a few short weeks ago, my wife got pulled over for speeding, and she has never had a ticket her entire life.
She got
life.
Her first ticket?
And she was freaking out. And so me being the loving husband I was, mocked the crap out of the entire situation.
Sure.
The whole time. And so yesterday was sweet, beautiful justice for her. She was dying. She thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
There you go.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So we have something similar. We got a 2001 vehicle from family members in Arizona, where they don't have to do emissions, brought it back here, and it didn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an awesome mechanic whose name I won't give over the air, and I don't have the number to get it from my husband, who also does emissions. So they tweaked it enough where it passed the emissions, but they also said something is wrong, but it would cost so much money to fix it, but we got it fixed enough where it passed emissions. Here's your pass certificate. Go get your registration.
Wow.
So maybe I can email you the information.
Studio at star88.fm. I'm just kidding.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. That's awesome. Know, the funny thing is I have a great mechanic.
Yeah.
He supports the stations. He's an awesome dude. And he's always been like, dude, I got this. But for some reason, like, nope.
Can't figure it out. That's what stinks about those old cars like that. You just...
Of course,
know.
I like Googled it and everybody, it was like, oh, it's the gas valve, blah-de-blah-de-blah. that must be corroded. We tried everything. Mm. I tried doing it myself because I do my own like oil changes, everything. And nothing, guys.
You're
nothing.
A criminal, man. You are.
Oh
straight
my
up
gosh,
criminal.
I have until the 21st,
which
to take care of.
Brings us to Whiskey Tango, New Mexico.
Whiskey Tango, New Mexico, guys.
New Mexico.
Sadly, we are on the radar as well. We can't just mock Florida when crazy stuff happens every day here too. Mm. Police reopened Northwest Albuquerque streets last night, but the search for some scary dudes continues.
Wow, that's what they look like?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Two prisoners escaped during transport between Roswell and Las Cruces on Wednesday night. From the time they escaped on Wednesday, they somehow made their way up to Albuquerque. State police say the focus of this search is no longer in Artesia because on Thursday night, they were straight spotted in Albuquerque.
In your neck of the woods.
Ish. Near Coors and Sequoia. A little south, actually, of where I am. But still like the northwest
sure,
side of town.
Yeah.
Police say the suspects were spotted in the area. They were seen in a vehicle with a woman. At some point, police say the inmate jumped out of the vehicle and ran into a neighborhood. Law enforcement combed the streets and alleys. I could hear the ghetto bird last night. I was just like, This is crazy. I'm in an Ice Cube video. When was the last time the ghetto bird was just circling my neighborhood, yo?
Right? Yeah.
Today was not a good day, Ice Cube.
So they still haven't found these two guys?
No. They broke down the search finally around 1 a.m. Friday morning at this time. The woman is in custody, being questioned by the police. Still unclear what her connection to the dudes are.
Well, she might have been kidnapped. You never know.
One of the suspects, 33-year-old Joseph Cruz, serving time for murder. Wow. You know, murder.
So they were transporting these two criminals, and they got loose? There was a wreck, and they got out? Not a lot of details on that?
Let's go backwards and find it.
It's like something out of a movie.
So apparently, here's the crazy thing. They were transporting them, and they made it all the way to the end of the transport. And then it's like, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, so they never got on there.
Wait, there's only three here. I thought we were supposed to have 5.
Oh.
Yeah. Sesame Street does a body good for like counting. And I don't know, man. They say that they were reported missing after the transport van arrived at the correctional facility in Las Cruces around 1 a.m. carrying 3 inmates instead of 5. I can understand if it was like, oh, there's 53 instead of 55 people on this bus.
Right.
But when it's like, oh, dang, yo, there's only 3. There should be 5. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that is a big deal. Here's the deal, Starmy.
Yeah.
You go to KRQE, find the link to the story. There's a picture of these two criminals. This is what we do. This is what we do. When there's a criminal on the loose, we all have to come together. Social network is the best way to do this. You got to share the pictures with everybody. Got to find these criminals. Of course, if you see those criminals out there, 242 cops.
Dude, they are considered armed and extremely dangerous.
Don't try to, citizens arrest them or do.
Yeah,
Just call the cops. These are serious criminals.
They were seen on surveillance video at the Hawthorne Suites near Gibson and University approximately 4:30 Thursday morning. So yesterday morning. So that's when it went crazy. But, dude, 32-year-old Joseph Cruz serving time for murder. 29-year-old Lionel Claw is serving time for armed robbery with a deadly weapon. So,
good morning.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what's even crazier? Is they were shackled. I don't know if you've ever been shackled like that, but no.
Mm-hmm.
They like, your wrists are, like, around your belt line, and you can't even, like, stand up straight. So, like, they, like, waddled away.
So they waddled
somehow
away, shackled? That's crazy. Nobody noticed?
Yeah.
Someone's getting fired. The heck happened?
Dude, law enforcement told the people near, the Walmart on Coors near I-40 to stay in your homes. Yeah. Like, don't go outside. These guys are extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Whiskey Tango,
New Mexico!
We gotta take a break, because when we come back, Comic Crusaders for New Mexico going to be joining us for a good cause. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
The The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Good morning, everybody. 737.
Yeah, boy! High today of 73! That's for Brandon.
Flavor
and I'll
Flav.
Never do that again.
Full forecast Friday.
That wasn't even a full forecast.
Well.
Hey, can we take a quick look at traffic?
We sure can.
Traffic!
Our boy Chris Adams just chimed in, and oddly enough, our friend Dave Adams, no relation, also chimed in. Paseo is backed up all the way to, like, golf course. There was a wreck on eastbound Paseo between Eagle Ranch and 2nd Street, and it is a mess. So if you're making your way in, you're going to want to take a little extra time. Everywhere else in Albuquerque, looking pretty clear, though.
Yeah.
So there's an accident, Juan Tabo, between Copper and Lomas. The right lane is blocked there, but not too much backing up going on over there. But Paseo, a mess. If you can avoid it, take Montaño. There you go. That's your little
traffic.
Thank you.
Coming up here at 8:10, Miles Teller.
Can't wait to talk to him.
From the Divergent series.
Nah, he's Mr. Fantastic.
He was in Whiplash, and that should tie me up with Steve-O in Interview Wars. Just going to put that out there for a second.
And I will say, Michael! I was supposed to have Gunger in studio today.
Supposed to, huh?
It was like sneak attack. Here's what we're doing, guys. Going to have a man. We're going to do an acoustic song, and I'm going to retake the lead with a then they can't.
Yeah. Interview Wars.
You better get with the program, buddy, because I'll be moving up on 10 points here before you know it.
You will not.
That's the goal. Whoever gets to 10 first wins in
Interview Wars.
Yeah. Thank you.
Miles Teller, 8:10 this morning. Okay, we have some guests. Let's talk to them for a second.
Oh, yeah. Nerd Talk!
Super excited to introduce Chris Kelly. He's been a friend of mine for, a few years now, right?
Yeah, actually, we were talking about that on the way in. It has been a while, about 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah. Chris Kelly is one of the coolest guys. He's a school teacher, and, I would have loved to have Chris... Or excuse me, Mr. Kelly, as a teacher. I bet you're a rad teacher.
Well, I try. I guess I can tell you right now I've got a Viking shield in my trunk that I'm going to bring to my classroom today. So that might have something to do with it.
So Chris, talk about Comic Crusaders for New Mexico. Did you start this or how did this come about?
Yeah, there was about four of us, actually, that began the group. And we're into our second full year.
Yeah.
We started two summers ago. A lot of us were in a similar group, and we wanted to do some different characters, a little more variety, so we decided to break out and start our own group.
So, that's awesome, man. And so you guys dress up like superheroes. And you guys
and girls.
Got girls, which, by the way, we have Alina.
Elena.
Elena. Excuse me. That's a tough one to say.
You got
Alina?
It.
Alina.
Elena.
Elena. It's like my Montana accent. I can't do it.
She's a little quiet. Elena? She's a little quiet. So, he's Elena.
Elena.
Right?
Yep, it's Elena.
Oh, that's awesome. It's good to meet you. I'm glad
you're
here. I'm guessing you're the girl who's going to be shaving her head.
Yes. We have a St. Baldrick's event coming up this Sunday, 12 to 4 at the Santa Ana Star Center. Basically, we're coming together as a group, Comic Crusaders for New Mexico, trying to raise money for children's cancer.
Are you nervous about shaving your head?
Not too much. I'm getting used to it. It'll be easier to wear the Spider-Girl mask. So.
Oh, there you go.
Wait. So you go as Spider-Girl, not Spider-Gwen? Can you please make a Spider-Gwen?
Oh, Spider-Gwen? We actually have a Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, we have a Spider-Gwen.
Really? Okay.
We do.
Huge fan of that comic right now.
So who do you have as far as superheroes?
Actually, yeah, the list is pretty exhaustive. We got a lot of members now. We're up to about 11 people.
Wow.
And so each person has generally one or two at least. Lots of Marvel, some DC as well. You got a lot of the big names, Captain America, Spider-Man, and Superman, Batman, Hawkeye. We have a pretty solid Avengers group. The only thing we could use is an Iron Man. I think
that is amazing.
But yeah, we have a good group and lots of... We try to balance it gender-wise too, because we know a lot of times we'll meet up when we go hospital visits or events, we have A lot of girls there, too, that want to meet some of the female superheroes. Yeah. And so we've tried to be real conscious about having both sides.
What, talk about what that's like when you guys show up at, you know, a hospital where kids are sick and then they see Spider-Man walk in. What's that like?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the probably most difficult parts of what we do, but it's also the most rewarding because you do see kids who are going through really difficult situations and yet they have a few minutes where we show up and they're happy. They've forgotten about what they're doing and, you know, what they're dealing with and what they're going through.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really great thing. Like, I remember what inspired me were those window washers. I think they were up in Philadelphia or somewhere, and they dressed up as characters at the hospital, and the kids just went nuts.
Oh, that's right.
And that's where I was like, okay, I want to do that. Like, I want to help give back with our nerdiness or geekiness.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. I see pictures all the time. If you guys go, so the Facebook page is just Comic Crusaders for New Mexico, right?
Yeah, it's just Facebook.com/CC4NM.
Cool.
We also have we have a website that links to that too, which is just CC4NM.org. That'll take you there.
You guys have to check out the pictures of these guys just meeting with the kids and doing that thing, because that's important, man. That's so cool. These kids are going through some rough times, and then they see superheroes showing up. I think Steve-O should dress up as a superhero every morning.
Well,
thank you. That'd be awesome.
It'd kind of take away the magic, though, if I dressed up every day. You know,
it'd be great. I'd be inspired every morning.
Yeah, but you would know it's me. I think part of the magic is the fact that these kids don't know that it's Chris and Elena, like, going in. It's like, no, it's... Are you true. Captain America? Who do you usually go in as?
Yeah, I've got Captain America, Superman, and Spider-Man. So, yeah.
Okay.
Right now, it's kind of been Superman lately, but...
Who's your favorite to dress up as?
Oh, that's a good question. I think probably I like Spider-Man just because I feel like I know that character the best, because we all try to act like the characters
you
as much
really
as we can.
You get really into that role.
Yeah, we got to know our characters inside and out, so, you know, kids are going to quiz us and put us through the ringer. We got to know how to answer.
Are kids, like, asking you guys to do some superhero tricks?
Yeah,
what are you doing in that situation?
All the time, yeah. Like, a lot of times, okay, shoot your webs, and I have to tell them, well, I'm out. I ran out getting here from New York, you know. So.
The other thing I tell them is, you know, that we told them we wouldn't use our powers in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So are you Mayday Parker then? Who do you go as if you're Spider-Girl?
Yeah, I do Mayday Parker. I do Scarlet Witch and sometimes like Star-Lord or something like that less often.
All right.
Awesome. Man.
Wait, like Kitty Pryde Star-Lord?
More like regular Star-Lord.
You need to update that with the Kitty Pryde Star-Lord, because she's now Star-Lord.
That's a good call.
Huh? I'm just trying to help you guys out. Yeah, you know, I'm just, you know.
You guys are nerding out right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you see, Kitty Pryde, she's a member of the X-Men, and but she's also dating Star-Lord, who of course we all know from the film. Even you who don't read comics should know that. However, he is now the king of Spartax, so he has had to put aside his role as Star-Lord. So Kitty Pryde has stepped up in his stead to take his place as the new Star-Lord and lead the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That makes sense now. Thank you.
Thus endeth the lesson.
Favorite interview ever.
So awesome. All right, so give the details again what you guys are doing.
For Sunday, we're doing St. Baldrick's. Mm-hmm. So St. Baldrick's is a foundation for children's cancer, because only 4% of the national budget goes towards children's cancer, specifically out of the cancer funding. Every 3 minutes, a child's diagnosed with cancer, and so this is a way that we're trying to fight back against it.
That's awesome. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We love what you do.
Of course. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I mean, I like to think I'm a superhero. You know? You know, and radio wave.
What?
I'm trying to come up with a name.
Gosh.
What would be my superhero name? Like, Airwave. Yeah. My name's
Airwave.
Airwave. Airwave. Like Airwolf? Like Airwave?
Yeah, no.
No?
No. Well, when I worked at Kwanic, the Native American station I was at, my nickname, no joke, was Dances with Headphones. That's what they would call me. And so I could go as like Warpath from X-Force, except like with headphones.
Dances with headphones?
That wouldn't be totally racist and inappropriate. No! Gosh.
Airwave.
You can't be, no.
Hey, kids, I'm Airwave.
No, you're not.
And I brought each and every one of you a radio.
Yeah, what are your superpowers?
I know. I can blast frequency out of my fingertips.
I don't know. No, you can. Okay.
You can adjust the volume at any level.
Oh, my gosh. You are the worst superhero ever.
No way. Airwave? That's amazing.
Man. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm going to start a comic book. Airwave. The Adventures of Airwave. and his sidekick dancing with headphones.
Yeah! What's happening?
What would Mateo be?
I feel like Teo would still somehow be like Captain America.
Yeah, he...
You know
you ever
mean?
Met Teo?
No, have
he,
not.
He looks like Captain America.
Yes.
He definitely has like a Spider-Man build.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as big as Captain America, but his face definitely, I mean... Good looking guy.
So I need to recruit him, is what you're saying?
Yeah. He'd go for it, I'm sure. Wait, he would go for it. He has an actual authentic Spider-Man costume. He's going to kill me. He dresses up as Spider-Man every year for Halloween. And it's
why
like,
have you never told me that?
I don't know. Because this year, this is why I'm growing my hair long. No joke. Winter Soldier. And he's going as...
That'll be great.
I'm trying to
you
get him
totally
to go.
Look like Bucky.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Thus, CrossFit and long hair. That is the only real... Once Halloween's over, I'm done with the gym.
No, you're not.
Done with the gym.
No
I'm just
way.
Kidding.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You guys are always looking for people to help out with Comic Crusaders, right?
Yeah, you know, that's true. We try to reach out to folks because there's, you know, when you have a Spider-Man costume on, you really generally don't have a lot of place to put keys and wallets and all those kinds of things. So you end up having to sort of stash it somewhere, and it's always nice to have folks that can kind of help manage some of those things as well. But yeah, we're looking for we're always thinking about how we can expand, do more for the community. The St. Baldrick's event this weekend on Sunday at the Star Center is a firefighters event, but we love working with them closely and doing stuff alongside what they do because those guys are real heroes, guys and gals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you going to create a costume once you shave your head? You could either be Ripley from Alien 3 or you could be Natalie Portman's character from V for Vendetta.
I was thinking Nebula. There's Moondragon, too.
Yeah, this is also
true.
There's
a couple awesome
Nebula was the blue one from Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay.
The movie.
The one that showed up.
Just trying to help you. Just trying to help you.
Okay.
Just trying to help you.
Thank you for that.
That's yeah, cool. Props.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll post a link to the Comic Crusaders on our Facebook page so everybody can get the details and I hope you guys do really well, and good luck on shaving your head.
Thank you so much.
I'm nervous for you.
Don't be nervous
for
me.
So worth it.
Goodness, it'll grow back, but, you know, that's a long time for that to grow back. I mean, your hair's long.
Oh, bald is beautiful, too.
Boom!
You know, yes, it is.
Bald is beautiful, too.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
All right, thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us. You guys have a good one.
You okay. too. Heck yeah, it's
and
my favorite.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Am I the only person who hasn't seen the new Star Wars? Everyone at work is talking about it, saying it's going to beat the Avatar record. I haven't seen that either. When I told them that, they just stared. Blankly stared at me like I was from another planet. They said it's the one with the blue people, and I said I thought that was the Smurfs. They thought I was joking. I did see one Star Wars a long time ago. They were flying around and stuff, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I remember whispering to my date, "This is stupid. Do you want to leave?" He had the same blank stare. He told me I ruined the movie for him. Like Star Wars, I was never to see him again. They seemed to do well enough without me attending, but look, I believe you could cut a lot of jibber-jabber out of those movies, and they'd be a lot better and a lot shorter. Phew, I can only imagine what would happen if they ever make a space movie with blue people. Blue people from outer space! Or did they already make that one? I'm sure they did. I want it now.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Fired. For all the ladies out there. Morning. It is a beautiful Friday out there, everyone.
It really is.
751.
High today of 73 degrees.
Just give me one more Flavor Flav forecast Friday. Come on.
I really don't.
Come on.
There's no. Yeah, boy! High today of 73 degrees!
Chuck D.
That's good.
In the place to be.
Come
look at me.
810, Miles Teller from Fantastic Four, Whiplash, and the Divergent series, Allegiant, will be joining us on the show.
But most importantly, Variety pegged him as one of the 12 who could potentially be playing young Han Solo.
That's pretty... Who else is...
They have cut the list down.
Who else is in the running?
To about a dozen actors. Ansel Elgort?
Oh, Ansel Elgort, yeah.
Dave Franco? Pass. He's funny, but... Dude, Scott Eastwood. Scott Eastwood? Huh?
Yeah. You know what? I like him. He's great.
Yeah. I'm going with my boy Miles Teller here right now.
All right.
because we're talking to him today.
Well, let's jump into a couple headlines before we go to break.
News! Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals thinks baseball is slipping in popularity with young people because it's too old-fashioned and tired.
Yeah, Steve-O, what do you think about that, huh?
He's talking about unwritten rules like how batters are not supposed to celebrate a big hit because it's showing up the pitcher. I don't know, man. I think there's something about baseball that I love because it's a gentleman's sport. You know, yeah. there are unwritten rules. I don't care. You know what, jerk?
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Huh? I fell asleep.
My kids have grown into incredible human beings because they've learned to grow as teammates.
Hey, it's just there's a difference awesome between dudes. Playing baseball and watching baseball.
I get extra innings every year, and I watch all 162 wow. games of the Angels. I watch every Angels game. Sporting.
Good for you,
sport
man.
Sport my Angels cap today.
Good for you, because yeah. I can't. I can't watch baseball.
I love baseball, man.
I can last maybe two innings.
Ugh, you're the worst. I love it. That's what I like about baseball. Are you kidding me?
I like the hot dogs. I love the drinks.
I will say this year I was a little frustrated watching spring training games, and they're going over some of the new rules. There's like a new slide rule. After last year, Chase Utley took out a Dodger, broke his leg, you know?
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So it's like, oh, we got to make it safer. And so now there's these new rules that it's still going to congest second base anyways because now you have to, like, stand on the bag for a second. You know, I love the beautiful double play. It's like a pirouette. It's like ballet, bro. Can't really do that anymore. It's going to make it a lot tougher.
Mm.
I'm just saying. I love baseball. You're talking to the wrong guy with this one. I think Bryce Harper is a kid. Whatever. He's flashy. Go talk to Mike Trout, who is a gentleman and the greatest baseball player on the planet.
Mike Trout?
Yes, he is a center fielder for the Angels and the greatest baseball player on the planet.
And the greatest name ever.
Number 27.
It's a man's name.
Growing up, my favorite baseball player in the universe was Tim Salmon, and it is ironic and hilarious that now Mike Trout.
That is weird.
Yeah. So we've had, the Kingfish had Tim Salmon, number 15.
Cool.
Owner of an IHOP in New York called the cops on an employee who gave out $3,000 in free drinks recently. I guess you kept that in the news.
New listeners, Steve-O.
Matt shared this yesterday.
This is new listeners. New listeners, buddy.
When they arrested him, the guy described himself as a modern-day Robin Hood. Heck yeah, you are.
I think he is.
A mountain lion snuck into the LA Zoo last week. And killed a koala bear!
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yesterday, I spent a solid hour of my day, and I need to apologize to my beautiful bride in our backyard, because somehow, some way, a pigeon found its way into my chicken coop.
What?
I should have taken
just hanging out?
I should have taken video. I would be a YouTube sensation.
Were they just hanging out?
All of the chickens were in the coop like, what's this dude thinking? And the pigeon was over like,
what's up, bro?
Yes.
What's up, bro?
Yes. I'm not even kidding. So the pigeon's like in the center of the run like confused.
How did it fly in there?
I have no clue. Completely locked up. I built that stupid thing myself. There's the chicken wire was all good to go. I stapled it. There's no way anything is getting in or out. And all of a sudden I walk in and I'm like, well, that's new. And there's this like pigeon.
Maybe one of the chickens turned into a pigeon.
No, I counted because I am that dumb and went, well, maybe. It's a full grown pigeon inside our coop.
That is weird.
And it was like over by the water, and the chickens were like shivering, like, I don't know what to do. Because they're not friendly because
I'm telling
we raised
you, your house
these
is a poltergeist. That's what's going on.
So I spent an hour like, come here! But every time it got near the pigeon, it was like, ooh! And they're like, freak out, and like, it like fly away, but there's a roof, so it kept hitting the roof and like hurting itself. And I'm like, don't die. I spent an hour, couldn't get out. Got a text from my beautiful bride this morning saying, hey, dear Jack's teacher, I'm so sorry Jack was late to work, school, ma'am. I was trying to get a pigeon out of our chicken coop.
That's amazing.
Sorry, honey. I failed. I failed as a husband. I couldn't get the stupid thing out of the coop.
Okay.
That's my life, guys.
All right, we got to go to break. Miles Teller from the Divergent series, Allegiant,
will be joining us coming up at 8:10. Hang out with us.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Supersonic jetpack engaged.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
8:04. High today of 73 degrees. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Got that podcast. Only get a little bit of that chill every morning. Hit us up on iTunes, Google Play. Hey, if the web team happens to be listening,
yeah,
we need you guys to come over here to the studio and talk to us sometime soon, because I was talking to a guy on Facebook who has an Android. I can't believe I'm actually friends with a guy on Facebook.
Yeah, no,
Android. But he said he tried the Google Play thing and he couldn't find us. I don't know how it all works. I don't know how the Android podcast thing works.
Hey, to be fair, he's an Android user, and those guys aren't the smartest. I'm just kidding.
So, I don't know. I don't know. If somebody can hit us up on Facebook and let us know how they listen to us on the Androids.
Yeah, we want to know.
That'd be great. Or if the web team, they would know. Because, I want to be able to tell people, if you have an Android, this is how you listen to us. Because if you have an iPhone, it's super easy. I mean, all you got to do is go to your podcast app and then just type in Morning Invasion and you just subscribe. It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Super easy. Or you can go to star88.fm and you can listen to it right there on our website as well. But we have the whole show up there minus the music for your enjoyment. Thank you so much for all you people that have subscribed. Share it with your friends as well. Traffic!
Pretty good.
Tail! Get back here.
I'm everything today.
I'm
researching for our interview coming up in like 5 minutes.
That's right. We're 5 minutes away from our big interview.
Gosh. And as we all know, who is the king of doing interviews?
Me. No, not at all.
What?
Actually,
what?
You're a really good interviewer.
Hey, thanks, man.
Really good.
Thanks, man. I learned it from you.
No, he didn't.
I really didn't.
Nah.
I know. It's okay.
I mean, you did, but...
I didn't. Yeah, I really didn't. Yeah. It was all...
Is there anything going on with the roads?
Yeah, there's an accident. Left lane blocked Paseo del Norte at 2nd Street. That was about an hour ago, but it is still crazy backed up, girl. So take Montaño if you can. Other than that, the roads are mostly clear. The right lane is closed way down in the south.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over, road work going on Coors Boulevard at Gun Club Road.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's pretty backed up. So, but who wants to drive on Gun Club Road anyways?
No kidding, right?
Chuck Norris.
Traffic!
Thanks, I wasn't done.
Oh.
Filming going down at 5th Street between Central and Copper, so that'll be closed all day.
Traffic.
Also, an accident. An accident reported Wantabo between Copper and Lomas. That was about 35 minutes ago. The right lane is blocked there.
Traffic.
Eubank Boulevard North at Southern. The right lane is closed due to road work. I wish you'd just wait for me to finish.
You're done. Seriously, you're done.
Interview Wars.
That's right, everybody. Interview Wars.
Interview Wars.
Currently, it is what? What's the score?
5-4.
Five to four. Steve-O's in the lead. First 1-10 wins. Interview Wars. And coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Miles Teller. He was in Fantastic Four, Whiplash. He's in the new movie, the Divergent movie that's out this weekend, Allegiant. He'll be calling us in a second. We'll be tied here. We'll be tied in Interview Wars.
Do you have any good questions for him? Because I want to ask him all the questions.
If you fit, you know what? And you know what? Teo's listening right now.
There's a lot of things I want to cover today.
Here's the deal, Teo. Teo's at home puking his brains out. But he's super excited and bummed that he's missing this interview.
Mm.
Here's the deal, Judge Teo. If Steve-O sabotages my interview.
No, I'm not trying to sabotage anything.
You know what the rule is.
Okay, before we interview him, how about this? We go in together as a team. You know what? Screw Interview Wars. Let's just do a great interview together.
That's the goal.
Shake my hand.
But you didn't set it up that way.
Okay. Here's what we have to talk about. There you go.
No. Oh, too slow,
my
Joe.
Gosh.
Too slow, Joe.
Are you kidding? Did you just, what are you, seven?
Too slow.
Shake my hand.
Too slow, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Dude, when he filmed Whiplash, uh-huh. all of the drumming he actually did because it was too incredible to fake it. So he had to actually learn how to properly, like, incredible drummer. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the rumors of him playing Han Solo mm-hmm. and his thoughts on that. I also want to talk about the fact that he was interviewed recently and they talked, he mentioned that fans of the comics of Fantastic Four hate him, and he understands that, and he's okay with it. So I want to let him know.
Well, we only have 2 minutes
Fantastic
for the interview.
Four
so if you
fan,
can squeeze one of those questions in, you'll have to choose which one you
we
want.
We have
two minutes for the interview.
You booked a 2 minute interview.
I'm kidding. Ugh. Just joking. Those are great questions.
Yeah,
those are good. I mean, I have some great questions lined up for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
do you?
I researched.
I know he wants
this.
To talk about.
I want to know what he puts in his hot dogs. I want to know if he's ever seen a ghost. I want to know what his dream car is.
Okay.
Mittens or gloves?
No, go.
Those
go.
Are important questions. Everybody wants to know.
You should leave. You should just leave.
Gum or mints?
Oh, obviously gum.
I mean, yeah. If you're a mint guy, that's weird.
Yeah, totally weird.
What's his favorite holiday? I mean, I say Christmas. He could say Halloween, but some people would say that's not a holiday. These are important questions that we have to ask.
I'm like turning red. I want to fight you. I do. I want to fight you. Swords or knives? That's my question for you. Swords or knives? Because we're going to fight to the death with one of them.
You don't want to fight me, man. I'm Hungarian and related to Attila the Hun. I don't know if you knew that.
Are you serious?
I swear, I'm related to Attila the Hun. My
that
brother
totally makes sense to me.
My brother went back. He did one of those family trees in high school.
Yeah.
And we found out we were related to Attila the Hun, who is a dwarf, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I was really disappointed when I found that out.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Do you guys, did Attila have small hands?
I got his arms. I got Attila the Hun's arms. I mean, they're a little short, but you know.
Woo!
Good morning.
Morning, guys. It's Bob over here.
Bob.
How are you?
Oh,
good,
Bob.
Buddy. How you doing, man?
Good, man. It's Friday, man. I'm very happy. Hope you guys are, too.
Yeah, stoked. We are.
Good deal, man. I've been enjoying listening to the battle between you guys every day for these interviews are killing me.
Well,
yeah, dude,
it's currently 5-4. Steve-O's in the lead.
Yeah.
And after this interview's over, Bob, it'll be tied.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Bob, you're going to help me out reclaim that lead, right? Mm.
I hope. Let's see how this goes here. But yeah, it's Friday. Right. Let's keep our fingers crossed and everything go well. But I got Miles ready for it, if you guys are ready for him.
We are ready.
Thanks, Bob.
Put him on. You guys go. Have a great weekend of my own
job. You too, man.
Thanks.
I love Bob.
He's a great guy.
He's my friend, by the way.
Be,
he can't be your
Nick
friend.
And Steve-O, they're in Albuquerque, and they're ready, and they're excited. Here we go.
Guys, say hello to Miles Teller.
Hey, Miles Teller. How are you?
I'm good.
Dude, it is so good to have you on the show this morning. We've been pumping this all week, and people are losing their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yep, women are saying, oh, my gosh, will you tell Miles that I want to marry him?
That's seriously probably the number one thing that people have said.
Do you get
week.
That a lot, Miles? Yeah.
I want a lot of marriage proposals from strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, sure. we don't even know each other.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
How weird is it for that's you fair. Being thrust into this? Because, I mean, let's talk. I mean, Whiplash, Fantastic Four, the Divergent series. You are overnight sensation, and now, can you even go to the grocery store?
Yeah, I can. I think I've been fortunate to where I haven't, you know, for me, this whole, I guess, getting fame or building my celebrity profile, you know, everything's happened in a pretty organic way. Like, I started out after college, did an independent film that Nicole Kidman got nominated for, and that got a little bit of attention, and it seemed like every year I did something that kind of broadened my audience. But, you know, I got lucky to where the first thing I did, you know, didn't take off right away, and I think if I was 22 or 23, I wouldn't have known how to deal with it. You know, I'm 29 now, and I'm just now starting to get kind of the parts that I really want for an actor. I think in your 30s and 40s, you really get the, you just get more responsibility in a film, and you kind of get the juicier parts, so.
Yeah,
but to answer your question, yeah, I can go to a grocery store.
Right on.
Maybe I like wear a hoodie or something.
Yeah,
I need food.
Yeah,
I have, you know, give me food.
Miles, Steve and I were talking about this a little bit this morning about how you are currently in the running to play a young Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Can you say, you're like, Disney is on the phone right now. I
feel
I can't
like you got
anything.
Chosen and you can't say anything because you're not saying anything right now.
I don't know a lot. Something that I think for that part, pretty much every actor within the ages of, you know, who knows, any actor that was like somewhat age appropriate and ones that were probably old auditioned for that part. And so
So here's
the, man.
I know you can't really say anything. So here's the one roundabout question I will say, because there were thousands of people, obviously, that came out of the woodwork, because we're talking young Han Solo. I think anybody our age, it's either Han Solo or Indiana Jones fight for like probably the greatest character of all time, right, from childhood. And so you look at this list of thousands and then, you know, Variety reports and all these different reports coming out, and your name is first on all of them. Have you actually been approached? Have you read for the part?
I don't know.
I love this. Yes. Totally okay.
Okay. We totally get what you're saying. You're speaking in code now.
And we
totally
love it.
Gotcha.
That's it. We'll move on. I promise.
Right.
Speaking of nerds, I want to come out. I got to tell you this. I've read comic books my whole life. I'm in my 30s. I still collect comic books. Yes, I'm that guy. No, I don't live with my mom. I'm happily married and have kids. So I can pretend like it's for the kids. I've been a huge fan of the Fantastic Four most of my life, and I still think Jonathan Hickman probably had the best run on the Fantastic Four ever. So as a Fantastic Four fan and as a fan of comic books still, I got to tell you, you were incredible as Mr. Fantastic, and that movie had the potential to be freaking brilliant, man. So I want to say, because I hear, that you get trashed and people say crappy things about that movie, but for you, sir, you did an incredible job with what you were given, and thank you for what you did.
Thanks. Yeah, I think we were all, all the actors, we were a little disappointed with the, how the movie turned out. And
yeah.
That wasn't the movie that we intended to make, but that doesn't reflect on the amount of work put into it. A lot of people think, oh, crappy movie, you didn't put 100% into it. And it's like actually the opposite. Usually when a movie's not necessarily working, you're working harder.
Right.
Good movies, if the script is brilliant, which is very rare, then you don't have to do as much because it's all right there. But most movies you're going to get, most scripts have holes in it. And you hope that it kind of comes together on set or you do some rewrites. And, there was just a lot of people that worked really hard on it. And it's too bad that I had such a negative kind of release or negative, people had such a negative perspective on it, because a lot of really talented, great people put a lot into it.
I'll tell you what, man. I got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and you're still their hero because they absolutely enjoyed the film, because they don't care about rewrites and third acts and anything like that. They just wanted to see a cool movie, and they loved it. Mm. So, so you're still totally their hero. It's cool. And maybe it'll be their hero again when you're young Han Solo. Okay, moving on.
We're talking to Miles Teller right now. And it's a big weekend for you because the Divergent series, Allegiant, is opening theaters today everywhere. I've been watching those movies. I'm a big fan. Are you nervous about this week? Are you excited?
I don't know. With acting, it always seems like you're in three places at once. I mean, there's a movie that you've finished where you're maybe doing some post work on it. There's a movie that you're filming, and then there's a movie that you did over a year ago that's coming out. And right now I'm in the middle of filming a project. It's called Thank You for Your Service. It deals with soldiers coming back from the surge in Iraq. And in 2007, real life guys been on set, and you've just been able to meet them. And that's kind of what I'm focused on. But absolutely, I hope the movie does well, and I hope its audience is still intact, and I hope that we make this last one, and which sounds like we should, and complete the series for people.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, man. I, like I said, I was a fan, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching it today.
So, thank you for your service, based on the book by David Finkel.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, dude, Amy Schumer, right?
Yeah,
you got Josh Brolin, I believe, in that as well. That's going to be exciting. Yeah, that's
Brolin's for the next film that I signed on for, which deals with firefighters.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Sorry. IMDb, man, on the fly. Yeah. You got to go. So let's talk about this, because you obviously work very, very hard. We mentioned the fact that, as you said, Fantastic Four might not have been the best, so you have to work twice as hard. In Whiplash, obviously, as a musician, you look at that and it's like, you can't fake that amount of drumming and the brilliance of it. So how many hours did you put into preparing for that role with Whiplash just to be a drummer?
Well, we didn't have a ton of time. Fortunately, because Damien didn't even know, but I played drums. I played drums since I was about 15.
Okay.
And I played piano and a couple other instruments, but I played in some rock bands that were not very good, and just always had a drum set at my house. And then this movie came along, and Damien said, "We got to learn jazz." And I said, "Well, what songs do I have to play in the movie?" And he's like, "All of them. I don't really want to cheat it." And so I started taking lessons, but I only had, I think, 3 weeks worth of lessons.
Oh, wow.
I was doing
three days a week,
4 hours a day. So.
That's amazing, man.
I guess I'm going to quit bragging about Rock Band and my skills on that video game, because you just crushed that. Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
Nicely done. What's the craziest prep you've ever had to do for a role, as far as, you know, getting yourself prepared, because obviously you throw your whole life into it?
Physically would have been Bleed for this, which was a boxing movie that I did, and that was tough because the guy, Vinny Paz, he went from lightweight to junior middleweight, which is a pretty big jump in weight, and he was only the second guy to win belts at both of those weight classes, even Roberto Duran, so that was pretty tough, and that was grueling. But the movie I'm doing right now, Thank You for Your Service, it's a different kind of preparation, and it's one that you know, you can't really attain those skills. You're talking about guys that have been to war. And I think that I think you could almost divide society. If you could only just divide society with one factor, you could say people that have been to war and people that haven't. Because it really, if you've never been, you can't really relate. And that's, as actors, all we're trying to do is you know, you have a lot of empathy. You see somebody, you want to understand them more, so you do as much kind of research as you can, and you hang out with these guys. But I was very nervous to play a guy with PTSD. It's almost like sacred territory to kind of act like you have PTSD, because these guys, you know, earned it. And I don't mean earn it kind of like a, you know, positive way, but they absolutely, you know, lived it. So this movie in particular has been really, really tough, but I think it's probably the most rewarding thing.
Nice. Incredible.
I've worked on you.
Well, we're out of time, Miles, but, dude, thanks for spending some time talking
man.
To us about everything you're doing, and you're brilliant, man.
Yeah.
You're brilliant. Keep it up.
You. Cannot wait to see you with Han Solo, dude. You are seriously number one on my list, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, we'll see. You know.
All right.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Man.
We'll see you, man.
All right. Thanks.
I wish Teo were here. Oh, God.
Teo, we need you to text in or call in.
Oh, please, Teo, tell me. You heard that.
Okay, what?
Apparently, name doesn't matter. Apparently, celebrity status does not matter, my friend. Go ahead, just try and drown me out with music. I understand. You're willing to admit it. Go ahead.
I thought it was a great interview.
Oh, yeah?
Thought Miles was awesome to talk to.
You know what? He is one of those actors that, sadly, he has a rep for being, I can't even use a term on Christian radio. Actually, I can't even use a term on radio, but it's because he's a very serious actor. Okay. He takes it very seriously. He's a very difficult interview, and that's actually known. I had a laundry list of questions just trying to like, yeah, but we're going to bro down. It's going to be different.
Good morning.
Hey.
Teo, are you okay?
Oh, is that the baby crying? It's probably because of the interview,
Johnny,
huh?
Hates the world.
Oh, I think he was probably just sad because that was the worst text.
Teo, what did it sound like as a listener? Was it a good interview?
It wasn't bad.
He just was kind of bad.
I mean,
he was kind of bad though.
Hey,
who? Miles Teller?
A little bit, was he? But maybe not.
He
I don't
wasn't
know.
Bad.
Okay, good.
Here's the thing. I think keep we kept saying, yeah, but Han Solo, right? I think that was probably trying, because he can't talk about that stuff contractually, you know? He can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, but according to, like, Variety and other places, nobody's confirmed, so.
Mm. Right, but he can't say anything.
Yeah.
Because he could get a lawsuit. Man, I wish I could have been there, though, because you guys haven't seen Whiplash.
Yeah.
That movie incredible.
Yeah, but he didn't seem like he wanted to talk about it.
He was, I don't know, maybe that's just his personality. To me, he just seemed... He could come off as being a little arrogant, but I don't think
I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that's at all. But here's my question, Dex.
Yeah.
Very honest question with the judge on the phone, okay? Matt is the judge for interviewers.
I'm very sick.
But Dex, I want to ask you, do you deserve a point for that one?
I don't know. It's up to the judge.
Oh.
Sounds like Teo enjoyed the interview.
Teo, I want to tell you right now.
Don, did you enjoy the interview?
There's a wet...
We both enjoyed the interview.
There you go!
I'll tell you this.
As soon as it was over, Don said, I wish they would have quit asking him about Han Solo and let him talk about something
Steven,
else.
Seriously. Just kept pushing it.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, that's just what she said. So, that's what she said. So, I'm going to say that we get a point. Dex gets a point because of the star power of the interview.
Thank you.
Wasn't the best interview ever.
Yeah, he was a little dull.
I'm sorry,
he was
guys.
A little dull. He sounded like he really didn't want to be doing the interview.
No, he did. You could tell from the word go.
Yeah.
But
Matt, that just could be his personality. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had an entire page of questions because I'd known he was going to do that.
He plays characters that are kind of standoffish.
Yeah. Seriously, reading a lot about him, I'm not joking. I can't use the terminology, but there are many a people who say he's something not kind.
Really?
Kind of a jerk.
Yes.
Well, yeah. He'd
four-letter word. Because
there it is.
He's very standoffish, and with interviews especially, he doesn't... You know, some people tend to like to give more information.
Yeah.
He's like a one or two word answer, you know. And so,
which is a terrible interview.
It's hard for interviews.
You know what? If it wasn't for Steve-O and I doing the interview, it probably would have been really bad. You know?
Why did you
probably
say Steve-O and I? You kept looking at me. This is why I'm asking if you think you deserve a point. Teo, what you didn't see was Dex in the room sweating it the whole time, looking at me like shaking his head, knowing. Knowingly.
No, just knowing.
I didn't know how it was coming across. I didn't know.
It wasn't the best interview. But it wasn't bad.
Okay,
let me just say this. I don't want to say who. We just got a text from a high-profile radio person. He was in radio for years. His name's Buck.
Okay.
He said it was really bad. It sounded like he couldn't wait for it to end.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, you know what? Already got awarded a point, so it is currently
tied. You know
what?
That's fine.
It is tied in Interview Wars.
I don't think it was his fault. I think he's one of those actors that takes it very, very seriously, and this is part of the job that he doesn't necessarily like. He said that before.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Promotion isn't his thing.
Yeah, because he thinks he's
being
too good to do radio
being an incredible
interviews.
Actor is his thing.
Yeah, because he's too good to do radio
He's
interviews.
Not too good.
That's how he came
he's
across.
He's just, no. Okay. You know who else came across like that one time? Dustin Kensrue. And it's because he's a brilliant musician, and that's his thing. Not trying to be chummy on
a
radio.
It's a good excuse to use.
Oh, gosh.
Don,
you know what,
thank
though?
You.
Here's the thing. It wasn't Josh Garrels. Josh Garrels was the worst
interview. Yeah, that was the worst interview of all
time.
Still to this day.
And this wasn't near that. That dude was trying to hang up the entire interview.
I kind of felt, yeah. Yeah.
No, you could tell this guy was at least kind of going along with it.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about it,
no.
But he was at least kind of going. I just remember talking to Josh Garrels, who was a really nice guy and put on a great show, but asking him questions and him going, yeah, well, yeah.
We're gonna.
I mean, at least it wasn't that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
all the right. Worst.
Well, we hope you and Don feel better.
Yeah, dude.
Let me tell
you
guys what happened.
Oh.
Let me tell you. I got home from the gym and everything was fine. And it was like, oh, this is all good. Dawn is not feeling well. She looked like she was just this side of a morgue. And then, and so then I'm trying to take care of Johnny, but then my stomach starts feeling weird. And so I'm asking her questions. I'm like, how did you feel when this started happening earlier today? And then she's telling me, and I'm like, oh, no, that's exactly how I feel. And so then I fell asleep in the chair, and then I woke up. I couldn't eat anything for dinner, by the way, which was weird, because you know how hungry we get.
Mm-hmm.
And then couldn't eat anything. I was like, man, I don't want to eat anything. And then I fell asleep in the chair and woke up and was like, I'm about to throw up.
Oh, no.
And I went to the bathroom. And so here we are the next day. I've thrown up like 5 or 6 separate times. All night.
Sorry,
I slept in the bathroom.
Goodness sakes. Well, get better. Thank you, Don, for awarding me that point. Teo, thank you.
It was barely. You eked by with the point because of the star power.
Appreciate that, buddy.
That sucks.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Well, get better, okay?
It was a good interview. You guys saved it. You both did good. You worked in tandem.
I tried to do like the Hickman thing. I was trying, man. I'm sorry.
He doesn't know about Hickman. Yeah.
I know.
He'll never know.
I was trying to help him. Because, dude, I'm serious. I just read an article from Huffington Post where he was talking about the fact that like fans still come up to him and talk about how he ruined their childhood, essentially. So I was trying to redeem that. You know what I mean? I was trying to redeem that. Hey, my kids love you. And I just, okay.
All right,
well,
Teo.
Don't worry about it. It's Miles Teller.
I just feel like I didn't ask him about Han Solo enough. That sucks.
Maybe next time you can ask him more.
I'll ask him next time for sure.
All right. Get better, buddy.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Interview Wars.
That's right, Interview Wars.
I'll give you the point.
No, yep. Teo gave me the point, so did Don. So
you know what makes me mad? You know you didn't deserve that point.
Get out of here.
You know you didn't want that point.
I was a little nervous.
Do you really want that point?
Yeah, I do. We saved the interview.
Oh, winning at all costs?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like you? I'll just book everybody.
Yeah,
I
and
want
they've
points.
Been great interviews.
Yeah, you wait. We got to take a break.
We'll be back.
Man, my stomach. I feel like I'm going to puke right now. Frozen in
silence. Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The four Republican presidential candidates debate in Florida.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee giving Ted Cruz his first public endorsement from any fellow senator.
Ohio State's football coach Urban Meyer just endorsed John Kasich.
President Obama has welcomed new Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House.
Where's the Stanley Cup right now?
Lawmakers in California have voted to raise the legal smoking age.
In a Pew Research Center survey, about two-thirds of workers say they expect robots and computers to be doing most of the work of humans within 50 years.
Torrential ranking pouring on parts of the South. 3,500 homes evacuated in Bossier City, Louisiana as a bayou rises near the top of a levee.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims fell to its lowest level since October.
A Mississippi sheriff just confirming that a man shot during a home invasion was the fugitive rape and murder suspect on the run since last Wednesday when he broke out of a county jail.
Ford is coming out with more bulletproof police cars.
I know you want to shame me, it went wrong, you blame me, but I'm just a baby, guarding you bravely, sneaking out the gate, you caught up way too late, mailman took a chance, now he needs new pants, I pee on your scarf, and eat my own barf, looking at you smug while I drag my butt on the rug, find things to bark at, pooping on the carpet, humping on the pillowcase, making a weird face, chewed up the duvet, it was ugly anyway.
Good morning, everybody.
I wonder why we've never had a dog adopted through our show.
Really? Come on now.
I wonder why.
Josette is here from SWRF, Southwest Animal Rescue Fund.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
I personally really like danger.
Whoa, are you okay?
No, I'm trying. I'm sorry. I have a throat thing.
Oh, you're sick and you still came in?
I did. Yeah, I did.
How awesome of you to sacrifice your time. I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Man.
There was an open chair right here. Thank you.
Oh, you brought in Brandon. Okay, let's talk about these names.
We got to start here.
Let's talk about
these
names.
We've got to start here.
Is that his real name or is did you make that up?
Well, I don't know if it's his birth name, but maybe. I didn't make it up.
Okay.
I'm going to blame this one on Nancy.
Nancy, what's up with Brandon?
Josette, can I just tell you
that... You don't look like a Brandon.
Oh, he's so abandoned. What would you have named him?
Dobby.
Okay, so he looks a little bit like it's. I think
D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan.
Yeah,
that's a great name. He looks like a D'Artagnan.
Gosh, you know, he's a little sensitive. So
he is.
A D'Artagnan's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
maybe.
True. He's not. Yeah, he's definitely not D'Artagnan.
Yeah.
Super sensitive. He doesn't talk much. He's very shy, standoffish. Miles
is actually a pretty good name.
Miles would be a great name.
But Brandon.
He's offended.
This is we're trying to get this dog adopted. His name is Jeffrey.
They're cute.
His name's Joe.
Oh, he's offended.
Yeah.
He should be. He's got a terrible name. Tell
us all about Brandon.
So Brandon's a year old, and he came from the Roswell Animal Shelter, and we picked him up the morning that he was scheduled to be put down, because down there they only had, until recently, they only had 7 days upon intake, and you couldn't even adopt until day seven. So it was pretty much zero chance. But anyway, so we pulled him and we brought him here.
And so now he's just looking for a home.
Yeah, he was actually, he was recently adopted, and he was adopted with his little buddy friend, but they couldn't do two at once. It was easier for them to just have one of the two dogs.
So they brought Brandon back?
So they brought Brandon back, yeah.
Yeah.
They
What was the other dog's name? I bet it was a cool dog name, and they're like, let's just keep the cool dog.
His name was Finn.
Yeah, Finn. That's a cool name.
Sven or just Finn?
Like F-I-N-N.
Okay. Finn. That's cool.
This looks like a dog that would be good with kids.
He is. He's actually great with kids. He's wonderful with all other dogs. He does really well with treats. He does anything for treats. He's a little bit standoffish with new people, but
I takes fed about him a two treat. Cookies. Yeah.
It takes about two or maybe three cookies, and then you're best friends forever.
Yeah.
And I took him. He's my new foster at my house, and he and my dog, who is about the same size as him, they just play and play and play and play and play. They're so happy and bouncy, and he weighs about 10 pounds, and he's fully grown. So he's tall, long, and lanky, but that's it.
Guys, if you're currently listening right now, and you've heard Josette on the show before, I mean, if you've been in here for a few weeks now, and if you hear her voice right now, it's because she's dying, because she has so many dogs to take care of. She needs help, okay? She needs help. She's got, like, what, 30 dogs that you're fostering right now?
It's ridiculous.
A thousand?
A thousand.
Six. Well, I'm fostering three.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot.
Wait. So you have six dogs that are yours?
No, I have... No. I have... I have three of my own.
Okay.
And then I have...
Oh, so only six in your house total?
I have three fosters, yeah.
Only.
Okay. Yeah, well,
six. Count. That's a lot. It's changed recently, so I had
only
to kind of count.
Six.
Six dogs total.
I'm telling you, this dog, Brandon, is a really cool dog.
I refuse to call this dog Brandon.
Oh.
You have the worst dog names. When I adopted
Nancy's listening.
Raccoon, say Rocket Day, Rocket Raccoon the dog, Jeter, his full name. That's a dog name, all right? When I got him, his name was Wyatt. I was like,
that was
Wyatt.
I named him.
You named him Wyatt?
Yeah.
After what? Like Wyatt Earp?
Just because it was a cute name. No reason.
That's a human name.
You know what? The next dog I'm going to get, I'm going to name it Steve. And it's going to be, I hope it's a really ugly dog.
Oh, you know what? My wife just said shorten the name to Brando.
Brando?
No!
Brando. That's
Brando?
Cool.
That's cute. I like that.
Oh, Brando.
Good job,
yeah,
Leslie.
Good job, Leslie. You know, he's real mellow. But when he wants to play, he plays. But like right now, I mean, whoever's not
terrifying
on the webcam, but he's a fawn color. He's
get to start 8 out of him.
And if not, that's fine if you don't.
Yeah. Go check out the webcam. You can check. We'll post a picture of Brandon on our Facebook page.
Good
job, Steve.
All the details. Look at this. Oh, sweetest little dog. I even posted about the huge sale coming up Sunday, March 13th at
Secondhand Treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, again, as I always say, and I don't mean to just continually repeat myself, but the thrift store is our base, and it allows us to do what we do. Mm. And we actually just funded a spay and neuter clinic in Santa Ana, Pueblo.
That's awesome.
And they spayed and neutered, I don't know what the final count was, but many, many dogs on the Pueblo.
So if Vader needs to get, you guys can help me with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, and, please do, because that dog comes over to my house and hangs out and then just climbs up onto our couch and just chills on the couch.
He's got schnitzel,
on
Vader
the couch
schnitzel
cushion,
everywhere.
And I'm like, get those off my couch. That's where my head goes.
And he's like a little dog.
Where my head goes.
Well, we don't like
it's the weirdest
those
thing.
Yeah.
We don't like those on
so
dogs
weird
at all.
Yeah, let's get those off.
Please.
My wife keeps saying, make an appointment.
Well, good. Thank you, wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
We got to get rid of
it. We'll hook it up. And, there's tons of low-cost spay and neuter clinics, and there's also low-cost options through the city.
Oh, trust me. We qualify now.
For this show rather than on your other show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, check out this dog, Brandon. He's pretty cool. I mean, we're not, he's awesome. This is a perfect dog for you guys. And if you know, if it's not the right time for you, go to the Facebook page and share the information with all your friends and family. You know, call up your, maybe you know somebody that's looking for a dog. You know, turn them on to Swarf and give them all the information so we can get these dogs adopted. They need homes.
Well, and every one of them is super unique. I mean, they all have their own quirks. Like, Brandon's kind of a Velcro dog, we call him. He needs somebody to just kind of be with. I mean, you don't have to be a retired person, but, like, I mean, I'm not. He's at my house just fine. And he's just, he's real loving. He's super affectionate. And he just wants to have a person, and he picks up on whoever his person is pretty quick.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an elderly person, you know?
Or, honestly, perfect. he does great with kids if there was a young family, you know, looking for a kind of a smaller dog, but not
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth right now.
Like, if you had another dog, like a young puppy who was throwing at your couch.
Oh, it's been fun having you in studio. You gotta go. Guess you better leave literally right now. Take that dog with you, Brandon.
But also, I wanted to, please come by the thrift store this Sunday.
Yeah.
We're working really hard to get the store in fantastic shape, and we're going to have tons of food and live music and dog adoptions. There's going to be about 8 different other rescues there with dog adoptions and a huge sale at the thrift store. So it come support us if you can't adopt or foster and donate. Just come shop and pet dogs and eat food. Right.
3701 Corrales Road North. What is that? North.
I don't know what. I think it's in just
Corrales.
North.
Straight north. Yeah. Straight north in Corrales. 3701 Corrales Road. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Sunday. And as you always mention, you guys, 501c3 and just doing awesome things in this great state of New Mexico.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josette.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Get better, okay?
I will.
I know you want to shame me. It went wrong, you blame me. But I'm just a baby.
We better get Brandon adopted.
Sneaking out the gate, you caught up.
You're missing
mailman
line two.
Took a chance, now he needs new
missing
pants.
It.
Pee on your scarf.
Good morning.
And eat my own barb.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He wanted to talk to her.
He wanted to talk to Josette. Oh. And you're like kicking her away.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I did!
You
said.
Oh my gosh.
No, you did not!
Hey, you know what? I just want to say, Buck, that I've been trying.
Hi, Buck.
I'm a little frazzled right now because I feel like I'm just doing everything.
Oh my gosh,
I had to run that Teller interview. Like, I'm just like, it's just hard work. And I showed him my phone of your text, and I'm like, hey.
He's lying right now.
Oh, wow.
Falling apart, man.
So, what did you want to say? What did you want to say? Josette's right here.
I'm listening now.
Well,
they let me back in.
First of all, I'm concerned about Josette. I'm curious as to who's going to replace her after she dies because you sound like she had a Honda virus.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Do I sound that horrible?
You do.
Yes.
You sound rough.
Well,
are you contagious?
I hope so.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Toast.
To be fair, she texted this morning and told me about her predicament, and I was like, come on in!
I said, should I wear a mask? Are we good?
Steve just wants a day off. That's all it is. Yes. He just wants to have a day off.
Yeah, no, I think it's all right. It just started yesterday. It was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have this theory about dog names, and I think that you guys would probably be more successful if you gave them two names.
Oh, okay, okay.
Why do dogs just have to have one name? Why does it have to be Vader?
Right.
Or why does it have to be Brandon? You know, how come it can't be Ted Cruz?
Hey,
or
dude.
Rupert Murdoch.
Have you ever met my dogs?
Have you
ever met my dogs? My dog, his name is Rocket Raccoon the Dog Jeter. My previous dog was Indiana Jones Jeter. My cat before that was Sammy Davis Jr. and William Shakespeare. So you're speaking
so
my
much.
Language. Speaking
yeah,
my
I,
language.
And I think you'll have a better time adopting dogs if you give them two names so people can identify. Can you imagine if you had a scraggly dog named Willie Nelson? That would be amazing.
Exactly. Right? Brandon Routh. That's this dog's
Brandon
name.
Brandon Routh.
He played, not Ralph.
Honestly,
Ralph.
That helps, Ralph. Though. If you give a dog a good, fun name,
I thought Brandon was fun.
Okay, no. That's not
fun. No.
Well, especially with kind of an election going on. I mean, these dogs would be flying off the shelf if you gave them political candidates' names.
Oh, God.
You know, you've got little Marco Rubio. You know, you've got Hillary Clinton.
Donald
Trump.
You've
got all of these golden eggs that you could just be dumping on these dogs and it'd be flying out the door.
Yeah.
I'll consider that.
Buck, here's the thing. Buck, we didn't have any problems getting these dogs adopted when we did it with that other, with Animal Humane, did we? Did we?
We also had like 80,000 more people listening.
That's true.
We did. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ouch.
I mean, you guys have a good audience, but I mean, our audience was just so massive.
Wow. Starmy. Before. Starmy just got put on blast.
It was just, that's what happened. It just got so big, the radio couldn't handle you guys, and they were like, guys, you got to go. You got to go. Your audience is too big.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys call me if Mateo was going to be up tomorrow? I want to come in.
Oh,
well, we.
I thought you came in on Fridays.
Yeah, Dex.
Well, I used to. Dale. I came in last Friday and you weren't there. I showed up and apparently Dex told me to come in. And I showed up last Friday. Apparently he forgot to tell me that they were going to Las Cruces.
Oh, that's weird because I told Josette to come in on Thursday because I remembered that we were going. Yeah, I told my friend to come in on Thursday.
You know what? We got
to
go, that's buddy. Weird. But hey, you know what?
How
you're welcome. You're welcome to come in anytime. You don't even need an invite. Just come in.
Thanks for the suggestion, Buck.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Josette.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I feel weird about just showing up. I need to be invited. I can't just. I'm not. Oh, I don't want to say the name, but I don't want to be.
You don't want to be Matt Gentry?
Hey.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that either. You know, you know what? You can just show up. You can.
Yeah.
They may not let you in. Yeah. That's a choice.
Well, that's true.
Well, Dex totally hosed me last week because he did tell me to come in last Friday and they were gone.
Yeah, I duped you. That's what I did. I duped you.
Best friends forever.
All right, buddy. So, well, I miss
you. Later.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Buck. All right. You must go now because you're going to get me sick. I'm already sick. Darn it,
she's
I'm already sick.
She's not even sick.
I'm already
she's
sick.
She's faking it.
Totally.
She went to that Slipknot concert and just lost her voice. That's a, oh, look at you, Brando. Come here.
Brandon.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's a sign right there. He came over to say what's
up.
You're too
loud.
Yeah.
To be nice.
What are the little chocolates? I thought dogs die with chocolate.
It's not chocolate.
Oh, looks like chocolate.
Thank you, Dad.
Get all the information, Star88FM on our Facebook page. Brandon, you could change the name, too. Anybody that adopts Brandon, you can change the name. It's all good. Get all the information. Share it with your friends. Share it on Instagram and Twitter and all that if you could. And if you're interested, let us know. We'll give you all the information. Thank you, Josette.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
They're coming for you. Stay down. Final warning. I could do this all day.
Yeah! Oh, man. That was sick. I can't wait.
Instagram.
All right.
At Star88FM.
Under roof! What? What? Spider-Man!
What?
Hey, everyone.
Spider-Man? Ah! What? Spider-Man?
Yeah! I just spit everywhere.
You really did. It was disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
At Star88FM, I posted a video on our Instagram. If you haven't followed along at our Instagram, please go do so. Last night, I had a chance to show my three boys the Civil War trailer for the first time, and I made sure to record their reaction because they had no idea about Spider-Man.
Yeah, boy. Man.
The funny thing is it really paralleled our reaction when, Teo, you and I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm. So good, man.
Jack,
so good.
My 12-year-old, was Teo. I was the role of Brody, and you were Luke. Because Luke pretty much just gets this giant grin but doesn't say a word.
Yeah.
That was you.
Gosh,
me
was
and
so
Teo
fun.
Were like hugging.
Hey, everyone.
He sounds perfect.
I was flopping like a fish on the ground.
He so cool, sounds man. Perfect.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It is 9:05.
High today of 73 degrees.
Okay. Should we do traffic or are we done with all that?
Well, I mean, you know, there are people that depend upon this that are still driving to work. And if you are driving to work, there was an accident this morning, Paseo at 2nd Street. And Paseo's still a little backed up. It's not as cray-cray as it was a little earlier this morning, but still a little slow going. If you can take an alternate route, that is my suggestion for you. This morning, but it's pretty clear. I will say also 5th Street between Central and Copper is closed all day for filming. And now I just want to know what's filming down there. Just want to know what's happening. Other than that, roads are really clear at this time. So congratulations. Good job, Albuquerque. You're driving better.
Traffic!
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a little sad about the Civil War because I was expecting a little bit of red and gold Spider-Man uniform.
Ah, yes. But that's, do you want the Iron Spider costume really, though?
Yeah, it's better than the one with his like little optical icelet.
That
yeah,
was
I'm
cool.
Really feeling it.
Oh, you're crazy. That was like old school. I loved it. It reminded me of like old Spidey when I was a kid.
No way. It doesn't even look nowhere near as good.
You like are out of your mind.
It's a hash of Garfield Spider-Man and Peter, what's his nut? I mean, Tobey Maguire.
See, I don't see that.
Okay.
I don't see it at all.
My daughter was pretty disappointed in the Spider-Man.
Oh, your 12-year-old who grew up 12 years ago? Yeah, cool, man. Cool. I'm talking classic, like Steve Ditko Spider-Man, like taking it all the way back to like the 60s. Who cares?
I care. I want to see the third Spider. Never mind.
Hang up on yourself. Just go.
Thanks, buddy.
Just go.
It's going to be cool, guys. No matter what, it's going to be so cool. I can't wait.
For me, it's always been about the eyes. I know that's a weird thing. With the costume. I don't care, like, the red and the blue and the, yeah, okay, sure. Cool. I never liked the webbing, how it was, like, kind of popping out. And yeah. I never liked that on the costume. It was, but the eyes. And to me, this is the best-looking Spider-Man of all of them. So I'm
seen the trailer
really
yet.
Excited.
Go and watch it.
Really, really excited.
Okay, let's move on. Bears. Let's talk about bears for a second.
Why? Oh, no!
I would like to talk about a woman.
Whoa. That was weird.
A woman named Elena. Elena was mauled by a bear 8 years ago. She was walking her dogs on her ranch in California. She had her nose and ears bitten off and lost 14 teeth. Her rehabilitation required dozens of surgeries. Anyway, she just watched The Revenant. You know, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah.
And he actually gets mauled by a bear.
Oh! Yeah.
And she said, now, if anybody can speak to this, it's Elena. Elena said, quote, as you know what, let me just play the clip here because I have the audio clip of her talking about it.
My first sensation was that a little tiny bear, but what a bully. I could feel the blood, you know, the wetness. I could see it dripping. I could hear it whooshing. And I think the one thing that seemed most vivid to me was watching that little bugger spit my teeth out.
Hansen says her two dogs came to the rescue. They barked and created enough of a distraction to allow her to escape.
And I went, you know, if a dog is willing to make that sacrifice, the least I can do is make an effort.
Somehow, Hansen found the strength to not only hike down a dirt road to her car, but then drove 4 miles to the nearest fire station.
It was kind of bizarre because I asked her name, and she told me Elena Hansen. And I know Elena Hansen, but I didn't recognize her. I don't even see how she was able to even see.
She was airlifted to the UCLA Medical Center, where it took surgeons more than 10 hours to put her face back together. Wildlife officials say the risk of bear attacks is escalating because wildfires have destroyed the black bear's habitat. The 30,000 bears here are desperate for food. Hansen's family is grateful but not surprised she survived.
I think I can safely say that it's going to take more than some punk little bear to get rid of her.
That's what I'm talking about right there, boy. I think I can safely say that it'll take a little more than some punk bear.
That was hilarious because they sounded so, like, profesh, and then it was like, it de-evolved into, like, a ludicrous song. Yeah, ain't no punk B gonna get me. B is for bear.
I thought she talked about it in the clip, but I guess she didn't. But in The Revenant, she goes on to say the quote, as you'd see from the pictures of me when I was taken to the emergency room. I mean, if you saw these pictures, you'd freak out, man. Leo got off extremely lightly indeed. And while we're at it, bears that big don't drop dead from the three stab wounds to the shoulder with a Bowie knife. She said it struck me as laughably faked. Yeah, right. That would never happen. And she can say that because she was mauled by a bear. Whoops, wrong button. by a bear. Yeah.
It's been a rough Friday for you, my friend.
Yeah.
You okay? Is it because your better half isn't here? Is it because Teo's sick?
My better half?
Yeah.
You call him my better half?
We all know that it's you and Teo, okay. And then it's me.
Knock it off.
We all know that.
It is not.
You and Teo are like the Buck and Dex, and I'm the Baxter. That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
That is not true at all.
I understand my role.
I have not one time thought about that until now. Way to go.
Great.
We kind of are like Buck and Dex, aren't we?
Yeah, you guys are great.
A little bit.
Yeah. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Just a little PSA for everybody out there. If you stumble upon a bear, what do you do? What do you do?
Stop, drop, and roll.
No.
I know because I actually confronted a bear. I don't know if I've told the story 17 times.
Yeah,
enough already. It also depends on the bear that you're confronting.
Exactly.
If it's a black bear, you get really big and loud and puff yourself up and go crazy.
But there is still a chance, though. There still is a chance that if you do that to a black bear, they still could attack. Now, most of the time, black bears will take off all scared and run up a tree and all that. A grizzly bear, on the other hand, hey, they usually don't run off. Sometimes they do, but there's a chance that they won't. So you got to just stand still and act like you're dead. And then what they do is they'll probably pick you up with their teeth, and they'll take you over to their little cave area, and they'll probably bury you. And
oh, my gosh.
Then they'll eat you later. So hopefully you'll have a chance to get out of that hole that they dug and put you in. I mean, that's your chance of surviving if you get, you know.
It worked for Frodo Baggins, you know.
Yeah, you can't outrun a grizzly bear. That's for sure.
No, don't even try. Yeah. Don't try.
But, you know, you could also, you know, pray to God, please, Lord, help me. I mean, there's that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What's something else I wanted to do? Oh, there's a new spider, Steve-O, that they discovered in Australia.
Like an actual spider?
Like an actual spider. Another reason why you should stay out of the outback. They say to stay out of Florida. I say stay out of Australia.
I was going
to
say, and Australia's terrifying, so it's probably called like the 12-legged Australian.
Do you think that's the name of the spider?
No, hold on. Let me come up with a ferocious name. The spider, I got nothing. It's 9 o'clock. Its name is Donald Trump.
Well, there's a new and frankly terrifying sounding kind of spider just been discovered in Australia. Apparently it can surf, skip across waves, use the vibrations from those waves to track and catch prey up to 3 times its size. It eats fish, tadpoles, and even big cane toads. And the name of the spider?
Frog Killer 2000.
The name of the spider is Brian.
Wait, what?
Brian is the new spider's name.
Did it's Josette Brian. Name
yeah,
the...
Josette named the spider. Josette named... Josette, why didn't you say that you also
Josette
named
from
spiders?
Swarm named the spider.
Now, the spider called Brian is named after a man called Brian. He's an acclaimed physicist, Brian Green, who did not actually discover the spider called Brian. The two met in person at the World Science Festival in Australia, where Professor Green said that he was honored to be the spider's namesake because physics is all about waves. That's a terrifying spider. Have you seen the picture of this terrifying spider?
I really don't
want to
see
to see this terrifying spider?
No, of course I don't want to see the picture. Check of this.
Look at that thing!
Oh my gosh!
Look at that thing! That's Brian right there!
It looks like a face hugger from Alien.
It does.
It really does. Those are
the
giant
that,
legs.
Like, they catapult out and they suck onto your face.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's Brian.
That's See, but terrible. You know what? Made extremely less terrifying instantaneously by naming it something as normal as Brian.
Yeah. You know, so if you're booking a trip to Australia anytime soon, well, mate, you might want to cancel.
Be wary of Brian. He's a ferocious spider.
He's also a good friend. He lives right down the street. We have coffee every Thursday. Thanks, Bri.
Hey, good morning.
Have you ever seen A Child of the Earth?
Yes, I have, Matt Gentry.
Those are ridiculously creepy.
And yeah. They live right here.
And they're called something terrifying like Children of the Earth. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's awful. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, we have Palo Verde beetles. Well, when I lived there in Tucson, they're the size of the length of your palm.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
And the width of probably two fingers. And if they walk on tile, you can actually hear them walk.
Oh.
And they fly like Boba Fett's ship. They fly vertical.
It's called the Slave One. If you're going to reference Star Wars, at least get it correct.
Yeah,
scream when they attack you and they get tangled in your hair.
That's disgusting.
The terrifying beetle known as Seth.
Right,
Josette named it.
See you, man. Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
It's Linz. So I was going to actually call you guys about the bear thing because I heard Dex say, like, you can't outrun a bear, right?
This is true.
And I totally outrun a bear before.
Now we win.
So it's a weird story. I thought I outrun a bear because I was in Colorado sledding, and I was probably, like, I don't know, 12, 13, and my whole family was there, and suddenly I'm down, like, this far hill, and, like, you hear a bear growl, and, like, there's a bear behind us, supposedly. So I'm, like, running full-fledged, screaming my head off, running up a hill, right? And yeah. We finally, like, get to the car. I'm crying hysterically. I feel like I'm going to die and puke at the same time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then, like, 10 years later, we're, like, reminiscing about the story, and my dad goes, there was no bear. I just said that so we could go home. It was freezing.
Oh my gosh.
You serious? That's amazing.
Shout out to dads everywhere.
Yeah, seriously. I just feel like I experienced it.
Yeah. That's a good story. Just leave the dad part out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. But yeah, I just wanted to chime in because I felt like I was included in this.
Incredible.
Very good.
Incredible.
Lindsay.
Good old Linz.
good to talk to you, Lindsay.
And we miss Teo. Tell him that he should never call in sick again.
I know. It's the worst, right?
Yeah, we miss his red
nose. He's a slacker, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
you know how much crap I would get for calling in sick for a radio show? Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to give him some crap for that.
You do it.
You know what? I've been here for almost, you know what? Tomorrow will be our 2-month anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And have I called in sick once? I think not.
Okay.
No, I have not.
Two months. That's not like.
That's pretty good. I've been here 2 months.
Kind of a milestone. I mean, I don't know.
It's not even a little bit
of a
milestone.
Talk to me in 6 months when I haven't taken a sick day yet.
All right.
Watch, she's going to call in sick tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah, because it's Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Touche.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Later.
338-3700 is our phone number. Good morning. It's Brian. Hello?
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Wooly!
You know it. All the way up from Denver. Love you guys. Hey, this show is on point this morning.
Thanks,
you
man.
You guys got like a big time actor with the interview and like, probably the best traffic I think I've ever heard.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Thanks, man. Thanks, very encouraging.
A-list.
right here now.
You know, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be interviewing a giant frog.
Interviewing?
Death-defying frog in studio. His name is Todd.
Todd the frog?
Todd the frog.
Oh, man, yeah. I hope you guys don't croak. That's a rough
one. Oh, okay. That was, dude. Wooly.
Good
Beautiful.
Stuff, good stuff.
Beautiful.
Good stuff.
I feel like I'm about to croak. Go ahead.
Oh, come on. No, I got really pumped because I love you guys, and y'all got me through the last hour, a power hour of like laundry and homework and life being amazing. Breakfast
was
thanks, good.
Man.
I feel
Breakfast
like that's
so
what we
good.
Need to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hash browns and green chili chicken enchiladas, and it was the bestest with a little scrambled egg on top. The bestest
Heck
breakfast.
Yeah.
It was so good. Thank you for the bear story, though.
You bet,
very
buddy.
Good. It was very good. Little grizzly there in the middle there. But yep. Hey,
get out of here!
Gosh,
get out of here!
Go.
Hey, I love you guys.
I love you too.
Friday.
Love you too, buddy.
We'll see you.
Today has been an interesting day.
Man, phone's blowing up here.
Yeah,
jammed. Want to get to some good news, but we want to talk to the people. Good morning.
Talk to me, boys.
Oh, Tam.
Oh, yeah, Tam.
Tam.
What's happening?
Good morning.
Where have you been?
I've been working a lot, and I'm obviously exhausted. But I thought I'd give you a call this morning because I heard through the grapevine that you guys missed me so much you cried.
Yeah, I mean, this is mostly true, you know, and by mostly means not at all. But, yeah.
Also, I kind of want to give you guys some grief because I heard that Teo called in sick. Is this one of those, like, did he leave you a message on your voicemail, like, with an actual sick? Because I don't really believe it.
No, he's full on
he's
sick.
Full on, I mean, okay, you would have known yesterday if you had gone to the gym, you would have seen him, and you would have said, oh, man, Teo may be feeling under the weather. It wasn't like 100%. And then,
no, I literally saw him yesterday. He was smiling and saying jokes and cracking little smart remarks.
Yeah, that's
I don't
weird.
Think he's sick.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure.
I don't think
okay,
so.
No. Here's the thing.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure he would have texted Steve-O and I and said, guys, I just need to take a day
need
off.
Need to take a day off.
But
his
no.
wife is sick.
No.
His baby's
he
sick.
He texted us like many times saying,
dude, I just threw up a bunch.
And Don's throwing up.
Everybody's Ew. Throwing up over
yeah.
here.
Ew. It's bad. It's like
hide
a,
your wife,
it's like a horror
hide
movie.
Your kids.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he's sick.
Yeah, he wouldn't lie to us.
And you know what? Even if he's not, it doesn't matter. You know? Who cares?
Everyone deserves a break.
Who cares? Everyone. He needs a break, and that's fine. I just thought I'd call and say hi, boys. And
are you coming in on Tuesday?
Stand in line. I'm coming in Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Wanted
all
to
right.
let you know about it. And
can't wait to hear about your trip to Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, pass.
About my trip. I'm going to do it.
I can't wait to hear about you walking in and finally visiting possibly one of the potential maybe spots that Jesus could have possibly, maybe, probably not, but maybe could have
more
walked.
Than likely didn't.
No, man, I'm sure.
Did you buy the Jesus water?
I'm sure the landscape hasn't changed in 2,000 years.
Did you buy the Jesus water?
I drank it on the plane back.
What? You got thirsty, dude.
Better than coconut water. Better than coconut water.
I was parched, and I couldn't wait any longer. That stewardess or flight attendant, if you will, was taking absolutely too long. So you can imagine you got to do what you got to do, boys. Well, I just thought I'd call and say hello.
Let
you know I miss you like crazy, and I'll see you guys on Tuesday, yeah?
Heck yeah, girl!
All right. Peace out, boys.
All right.
See you,
I love
Tam.
That girl.
Oh,
she's
Tam.
Good people.
Oh, Tam. All right, we got a little bit of time here. Let's do some good.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
There is an 8-year-old from Oklahoma named Natasha. She's been living with her grandparents in Wisconsin for 2 years so she can get dialysis in Milwaukee while she awaits a kidney. She has a rare disorder where your stomach muscles don't develop right. So it causes all kinds of problems, and she needs a transplant soon, or she could die.
I'm still waiting for the good news.
Luckily, she has a pretty amazing first grade teacher.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Jody Schmidt, and she recently decided to donate one of her kidneys. She got tested, and guess what?
Huh.
They were a match.
Oh, man.
Mrs. Schmidt called me and said, I just have this need, and I want to run it by you. I want to see if I'm a match for Natasha Fuller. I want to do something for this child. And so we talked about it, and she found out yesterday that she is a match in two areas. So she has talked with her family and her husband, and they are very well aware that she's been going through this.
And so.
Here, I thought I was coming to school because she was naughty.
So that was the mom in the background, and then, you know, of course.
Sobbing.
Yeah, that was Natasha's family. They got the news, and the whole family showed up at the school, and Chris says she thought Natasha was in trouble at first, but then Jody gave her a pink box with a note inside that said it's a match, and started crying. And the school's principal got the whole thing on video. Natasha is dealing with an infection right now, but her doctors are hoping it clears up later this month, and then they'll do the transplant. So you guys definitely keep Natasha's Natasha and her family in prayers, because that's great.
I'm not joking. You're telling the story, and you're like, and then they handed her a pink box, and I'm like, is the kidney in the box?
No! Come on.
And they handed her the box, and her kidney was in the box. I seriously thought that was about to happen.
Oh, man. That's good.
Amazing.
That's good. Okay. Good news everywhere, everybody.
I needed good news right now because the world has gone crazy.
When we come back, Steve-O has our headlines. We'll wrap up. We'll get out of here in a little bit. We're the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The four Republican presidential candidates debate in Florida.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee giving Ted Cruz his first public endorsement from any fellow senator.
Ohio State's football coach Urban Myers just endorsed John Kasich.
President Obama has welcomed new Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House.
Where's the Stanley Cup right now?
Lawmakers in California have voted to raise the legal smoking age.
In a Pew Research Center survey, about two-thirds of workers say they expect robots and computers to be doing most of the work of humans within 50 years.
Torrential rain keeps pouring on parts of the South. 3,500 homes evacuated in Bossier City, Louisiana, as a bayou rises near the top of a levee.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims fell to its lowest level since October.
A Mississippi sheriff just confirming that a man shot during a home invasion was the fugitive rape and murder suspect on the run since last Wednesday when he broke out of a county jail.
Ford is coming out with more bulletproof police cars.
Good morning, everybody. Guess what's on Sunday?
This Super Bowl?
Daylight savings time is set to take place over the weekend.
Why do we do that again?
You can thank the merchants of chaos responsible for daylight saving time.
Daylight saving time was first introduced to the British Parliament in the early 20th century.
Farmers don't really care about daylight savings time.
No, daylight saving can have serious effects on your health.
Daylight saving can cause heart attacks and also car accidents.
Daylight saving time. It's the jet lag without the travel.
Yeah, that's right.
Daylight saving time
could murder you on Sunday. So if you know anybody over the age of 65, you make sure, watch them closely.
Okay.
Have them ease into this whole daylight savings thing because it can cause a stroke.
Daylight saving.
Stroke is no joke. Just want to throw that out there.
Thanks, man.
938.
High today of 73 degrees.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Is this Morning Invasion?
Yeah, it is the Morning Invasion.
Awesome. So, I was just, do you mind if I bring up again the new movie, the Batman v Superman?
Yeah, buddy, go.
I was just thinking that I did not expect Lex Luthor to be like that.
Yeah. I mean, like with hair?
Yeah, with hair, exactly. I expected him to look more like Donald Trump if he had hair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's kind of a young version of...
Well, yeah, they're going younger because nowadays they're not thinking about the one film they're trying to make. They're thinking about the eight that they're making down the line.
What was Lex Luthor like in the comic books?
Like Donald
Trump. Was bald and like a mastermind kind of guy.
Yeah. Okay. So he'll be like the young mastermind. Maybe there will be an accident and he'll lose his hair. You never know. Just so many
Superman
possibilities
will blow it
are endless.
Off with this heat vision.
With this heat vision. That's right.
Are you excited for the Captain America Civil War?
Yes.
Yes.
I had never heard that Spider-Man was coming into it except for just now on the radio. And I like jumped out of my bed.
Good for you. And you watched that trailer, didn't you?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You know what? Hang up the phone and you go onto YouTube and you watch. Are you allowed to get on YouTube?
I have to do my school first because I'm home.
Do it.
All right.
Do your school
get
first.
Your school, you know what? Ask
It'll
your mom.
It'll give you something just to look
say,
forward to.
But no. Ask your mom. Say, hey, mom, can I just watch this trailer real quick? It's like two and a half minutes long.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Here's what you do, son. You get your schoolwork finished first because it'll give you something to look forward to after you've completed it.
Thanks,
all right?
Dad.
Be responsible.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Take care
Steve-O
of what
is the one who knows what he's doing here.
Oh, yeah. Kim, you know what, Kim?
Apparently.
I wonder why you're homeschooled. Did I just say that?
I like
Thank
all
you,
guys,
son.
But I like Steve-O just a little bit more.
Yeah!
Thanks a lot,
I love
Kim.
You, buddy. Thanks, man.
Give him 10 points for, what's it called?
The interview wars.
Wars.
You're the man.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Hang up on yourself
Thanks,
right
kiddo.
Now.
You Thank you so
bye.
Much. All right. Love you. Love that kid. He's my new favorite kid.
Yeah,
dude,
cool.
Come on. That's what you got to do. Last night we get home, and my boys wanted to watch it so badly, and Jack's like, ready to go. And I said, have you done your homework? And he says, I only have a little bit of homework, but it's not due till Monday, so I can do it over the weekend. And I said, son, you can't do
that,
it over.
Dad.
I am. I said, you can't do it over the weekend. We have a baseball tournament, and you never know. You have an opportunity right now to get your homework done.
It's 2.5 minutes long for a trailer. You really made him do his homework?
You have an opportunity to get all of your homework done now, and then you won't even have to think about it all weekend.
Okay.
Don't procrastinate. Let's just take care of it. And guess what? He did all of his homework. My kids are better than yours.
He would have done it anyways.
No, he wouldn't have. It would have been Sunday night at 8 p.m. and he would have been like, oh, crap, I forgot. But I'm not raising a procrastinator.
Your kid, I know Jack, and he doesn't cuss, okay, like you. He doesn't have a potty mouth like his father.
Okay.
So that would have never have happened, okay? And from what you tell me, Jack is a good student, straight-A student.
He's an incredible student.
Gets all of his work done.
Yeah.
So you know what? I just think it was bad parenting on your part.
Wow. Okay.
Whatever. It's just my opinion.
Tomato, tomato. My kids won't
just
be in jail like yours.
Okay, cool. Opinion. What's going on in the news
today? A local radio show is getting into some hot water after the co-host of said show decided to sue his friend because his kid broke his skateboard because he's not raising him right. Weird.
What?
That's in the news.
No.
Can you imagine?
Weird.
I got
That's
served papers
news.
And I found out that Steve-O Jeter is suing me.
Wait, why would I sue you? I didn't. Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
Your kid came over and broke my stuff. I forgot.
That's right.
This was something totally
different.
Yeah,
Steve-O won't allow Caleb back at his house.
Oh, my gosh. You are the worst.
Yeah.
Caleb, kiddo, if you're listening,
yeah.
I love you,
Sorry,
dude.
Caleb.
I know it was an accident, and I would love for you to come hang out at my house because you're the
but
raddest
you keep
14-year-old
it in.
I know.
You keep rubbing it in. You know what? Let's not fight. Teo's not here to break us apart, okay?
That's true. Hey. Can I get some like sad music? Listen. I'm sorry. I will take ownership as a man and apologize to you, sir, for hurting your feelings by bringing up things in the past.
What's up, bro?
1 Corinthians 13 says love keeps no record of wrongdoing. And I'm trying so hard to put aside all of the wrongs that you have done to me. And it's difficult. But as of this moment, I won't bring up all of the crazy list I have against you because you ruined things.
You're a very deep person. Were you always that way, or is that something you had to learn?
From this moment on, we're gonna be a team, buddy.
Get out of here!
You and me, to the moon and back. I love you, guy. I love you.
Get off of my back!
This music is killing me.
All right,
okay. Hey, see, look at that. We just agreed on something. Friends, because we're best friends. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You didn't accept my apology, jerk. Accept it. Say
okay,
that you.
Okay, fine, I accept it.
Okay, good.
Just
then
move
on. Then we're good. All right, cool. All right.
I have my fingers crossed.
X-Men are facing their biggest threat yet in X-Men Apocalypse. But Professor X has assembled a team of his own
Everyone.
To face off against Apocalypse Horsemen.
Yeah.
New posters released for the X-Men franchise. One of them featuring the villains, one of them featuring the X-Men. And it's awesome sauce.
Omaha.
Yeah. Getting shot on a hoverboard drive-by might be the most emasculating thing ever of all time. A man on a hoverboard shot a driver in Dallas early Thursday and then rolled away to avoid capture.
So didn't this happen a week ago? Wasn't this the same person? Because you remember? Wasn't it Teo that was talking about this?
Yeah.
And this is a new one. This just happened yesterday.
Police were called to a gas station in Northwest Dallas shortly after 4 a.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound to his arm. The wounded man told police that he was driving when a black male with dreads rode by on a hoverboard and shot him.
Quit laughing. It's not funny.
Wheeled away.
At like 2 miles an hour.
I'm sorry. It's so bad.
I can't believe you, man. Guy got shot.
He got shot in the arm. He's going to be fine. And let's be real. I wanted to see this footage. Like, if there's just gas station footage, I want to see the freaky Bob Marley looking dude pull up on a hoverboard, shoot somebody, and then go, and just, like, roll away. What? Like, nobody thought to, like, try and capture this guy? He seriously, he made his escape. It took 27 minutes to get to the end of the block, but he made it. Oh, gosh.
And they didn't catch the guy?
They haven't caught him.
Oh, my gosh.
This is unreal.
I think this is the same guy. It was like a week ago. Taya was talking about somebody else on a hoverboard that shot somebody and then just rolled on the way down the street on his hoverboard.
You know how you're in a grocery store or in certain areas and people are constantly on their cell phones? Like, I can't stand being in line. I like the Walmarts or wherever, and there's people in front of you like, yeah, no, I know. Oh, no, I told him, bro.
Yeah.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, no. Buy. Sell, buy. Yeah, I'm Chad Brad Bryan. Yeah. Totally, man. My stocks, it's crazy, dog. Yeah, bro. Can't take it. Well, one guy in Chicago decided to do something about it and was arrested this last week.
No.
For using a cell phone jamming device on a commuter train so he didn't have to hear people talking on their phone.
That's actually really cool.
That's amazing.
How did they find out that he was using a jamming device? Yeah.
Also, highly illegal, so do not use cell phone jamming equipment on a commuter train. I wonder if you can. Is it illegal in Walmart? Is it illegal to use that in line?
Yeah, you can't use it. I don't know. I mean,
maybe stores should invest in these, and then, like, at the checkout counter, just in the vicinity of the checkout area, you can't use your cell phone.
Yeah, but what if you need to call? What if you need to jump online and transfer over some money to your account? I've done that before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, what if you have to call the wife real quick and you're like, oh, I need to
find
out.
In line?
Yeah,
you didn't think about it when you were in the Beats aisle?
Like, you know what? Sometimes you need your phone.
I don't think there's a Beats aisle. I think that's just in the produce section.
Like, you know, Beats by Dre?
No,
or
like Beats, like the red things that make you think you need to go to the doctor because all of a sudden you go to the bathroom and you're like, I'm dying. Oh, wait, I ate Beats.
Yeah.
Those Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good for you.
A woman in Virginia recently tried to shoplift a bunch of stuff from Walmart and then used Uber as her getaway car.
What is going on with society?
See, if we had the cell phone jamming equipment at the checkout line, she wouldn't have gotten away.
Is this real life?
This is real life.
She actually called an Uber and
She called an Uber. I highly doubt the Uber driver knew she was using him as a getaway driver.
Oh, Lord.
Could you imagine? She jumps in the car with all these groceries. They're like, yes, ma'am, where would you... Go, 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 go!
Step on the gas!
I don't care! Go! Ma'am, I just need to know... Go! Drive! Tom Brady signed a contract extension with the Patriots that only gives him a $1 million salary in 2016 and 2017. Now, you may be thinking, what, Tom Brady? Why would you stoop so low as to only make $1 million? You're such a stand-up citizen, Tom Brady. Here's why. It will protect him from Deflategate. If he ends up having to serve a suspension, it'll cost him a lot less if he's making so little money.
Wow.
Oh, but don't worry. They also gave him a $28 million signing bonus that's untouchable.
He's so awesome!
Hate you,
he's
Patriots.
So perfect and awesome!
No, he's not. He's the worst.
He's got great hair.
You know what? I don't like this. I don't like how sleazy it seems because... yeah. To avoid paying the penalty for something he did, it's the extremes we go to when we just don't want to deal with the consequences of our actions. Am I right?
You know,
am I right?
You don't know. He said he was innocent.
yeah. Speaking of money, Henry Cavill, he loves money. Superman, he's not afraid to admit it. He said, quote, I'm slightly weary of saying this because it can be frowned upon, but I'm not just doing this for the art like Miles Teller, who's clearly an artist and kind of weird.
Hmm.
He didn't say that part. The money's fantastic, end quote.
Sure. You know?
Yeah, dude. He said, when I'm making money, I'm spending it on nice stuff, spending money on my friends, buying dinner for everyone, drinks for everyone. It's a nice place to be, and I like people to feel cared for.
And my 19-year-old girlfriend.
He said, travel's great as long as you're going first class. I mean, traveling to New Zealand in economy, it sucks, especially if you're over 6 feet tall. But first class, I'm not going to ever pretend to be coy about that. I love money. Okay.
Yeah, you know, what does it say in the Bible? The love of money is the root of all evil?
No, it is a root. The love of money is a root.
That's what I said.
Yeah. It's not the root. It's not the root cause of all evil. I feel like that's probably pride.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Well, it can be a root. If you, but it sounds like he's doing good with it. He's like, hey, I'm buying dinner for all my friends. And I like
that's what I'm talking
places.
About. We talked
and,
about this morning with money. Money is one of those things that does make life easier.
Yeah, it does.
If you have money, it does make life easier because... to be financially strapped, it's hard.
Well, yeah, it stresses you out. And there's no wonder that this year, sadly, in other news, a survey, we're slightly more stressed out than we were the year before. The average person's stress level was a 5.1 out of 10 compared to a 4.9 the year previously. Yeah. Guess what the two things that stress Americans out the most are?
Money.
And work. Money and work were the number one and two things that people are stressed about in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like just maybe, something that could be stressing us out, potentially, is the political landscape of America right now.
Talk to me, Steve-O.
In other news, Ben Carson officially endorsed Republican frontrunner Donald J. Trump this morning.
Hold
in
on, will you
with
say
him.
That one more time?
I don't think I want to. Will you cue up the Whiskey Tango, Florida? Palm Beach, Florida. Shout out to you guys because you hosted an event this morning. And it had our dear friend Ben Carson and Donald Trump.
You mean like the surgeon, the guy who was running?
Yeah, the really nice
president?
Guy. The guy whose bumper sticker I currently have on my refrigerator. And I can say that now, okay? Because there's nothing happening with him.
Hey,
we're not allowed
down.
To talk. We're not
he
allowed to down. Like say who, you know, who we are for. But who I was for was I liked Ben Carson. I followed him on Instagram. I got a stupid bumper sticker. I was foolish enough to think like a civil,
I did like
kind
Ben Carson.
Human being
I did like
could
Ben
actually
Carson.
Make it in politics. I forgot that we're all dealing with like House of Cards and we'd rather have Donald Trump, apparently.
Yeah.
Ben Carson said, quote, I've come to know Donald Trump over the last few years. He's actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America. There are two different Donald Trumps. There's the one you see on the stage and there's the one who is very cerebral. End quote. While introducing Carson, Donald Trump said that having this support specifically lended credence to what he's been trying to do the whole time. This endorsement was his.
This is huge.
This
endorsement
so.
For Trump is huge.
Trump said everybody wanted this endorsement and everybody loves him and truly, truly admires him and what he's done. End quote. I'm not going to lie. I was so bummed when I read this earlier.
But you're not allowed to give your opinion on, you know.
I know.
What you think. But you already did.
I just did.
Yeah,
he fully endorsed Donald Trump
this
morning,
everybody.
Guys.
This is the world.
It's
we
just
live
so
in.
Weird to see them standing next to each other.
It is really weird, but you know what? We'll just wait and see what happens. That's all I can say.
What if all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's endorsing him because he's really a nice guy, and then the ticket is Trump Carson 2016.
Oh wow!
What if he like promised him something awesome?
You might be onto something.
I don't know.
You know, Carson
Ben
as VP.
Carson, here's what he actually addressed this morning. Yeah. He said him and Trump did not cut a deal regarding a position for him in a possible Trump administration. They definitely plan to discuss policies that would make America great again.
Okay.
But there are no promises for anything. He said he prayed about it and he believed this was the man.
Okay. Well, there you go. You heard it from Ben Carson. Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Rude Dog. What are you doing, buddy? My Hungarian friend.
Steve-O. Uh-oh. Are you seriously endorsing Ben Carson?
I loved Ben Carson.
You know what?
I like Ben Carson. Just, like, slap you across the face?
Why? For what? Because of his demeanor? Because he was a gentle human being who actually stood for, like, biblical values? Please, tell me more.
Well, I could talk to you probably for about 3 days straight because he's a neurosurgeon. I've had to deal with neurosurgeons all over this country.
Those guys
my
are just idiots,
and they
right?
are
oh man, Rudog. Right? Oh you're man, no, really, you're right, Rudog.
You're really gonna say that neurosurgeons
back.
Are all over the country?
Gosh,
are
a bunch of dummies.
People? Come
Gosh,
on,
they
well, I can't
wish
get
they were...
it. It's my girlfriend. She's got chronic illness. So she has to deal with these neurosurgeons all over the country, and they are the most egotistical. Non-mistake admitting, just
uncaring
people I have ever met.
Listen to me, Rude Dog. I love you, bro. And here's the deal. Here's the deal, though, my friend. I've got a new nickname for you.
All right.
You are now Will Smith.
Will Smith.
You just came up on the scene, and you had no knowledge of why you were boycotting the Oscars. I mean, hating neurosurgeons, and because of your girlfriend. You're like, no, dude, trust me, I know.
All of them.
Because of my girlfriend, Jada, who is boycotting the Oscars. I just, yeah.
I hate
the Oscars.
I could get into it and you would see my point, but
that's okay.
I don't want to take up
right.
the whole show.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, here's what you can't do, all right? I know some really crappy Christians. I know some people who claim to love Jesus who are just like, totally lame, but I'm not going to put that on Jesus or all of Christianity because there's a few jerks. You know what I mean? You can't say all neurosurgeons are evil because of a couple dudes that suck.
Yeah,
am I right?
He can't say that, Rude Dog.
I don't know. There's only about 10 neurosurgeons in this country
okay.
that could do the operation that my girlfriend needed, and
okay.
they screwed up her operation, and they don't
that
admit
sucks.
Anything. It could be a long story, but I digress.
I'm sorry, man. Man, that sucks. That no. situation does suck.
All right.
Well, you're a good dude.
Hang in there, buddy. Good talking to you, my Hungarian friend.
Carson Rude Dog 2016.
Woo! See you, buddy.
Love it, man.
Rude Dog.
He's a good dude.
It is time to
go. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's done.
We blew through a whole show?
Yeah, we did.
Wow!
We are done today.
Amazing!
If you missed any of the show, I'll have it up at the podcast here in just a little bit. You guys can hit star88.fm.
Please do.
You can also subscribe on iTunes. And I'll figure out how you droid people can download the podcast. I don't know. There's a couple friends out there who have droids. They're like, I don't know how to get you guys. How do you get the podcast? Working on it, guys. All right. Bebo.
Yeah.
See ya.
No.
Goodbye.
Fine.
Time to go home.
You going to the gym with me today, buddy?
Yep. See you there.
All right.
Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.